Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Tamura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Loimdim. Please email Siyum at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
We're learning Masechtas Temura Daf Laman Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah on Daf Laman Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Nasim L'Amai Yisraelu Mutar. We're talking back to Esnan Zayna. If you give the Zayna money, it's Mutar. She's allowed to buy Karbanis because the money can't be brought as a carbon, and only the gufa carbon is mutter. If she exchanges the esnan for a carbon, there's no psul. If you give a yenais, ushman, and muslasais, if you give a wine, or oil, or flour, v'choldava shekiyais v'karvaga mizbech, anything which this type of thing is actually brought on the mizbech, asur, then it becomes an esnan and it's asur. Now the Gemara in this regard brings the brisa. Tana Rabbanan Beis Hashem Lekecha Prat Lepara Shem Ba Labayin Sivra Belazar. If a Parah Aduma is given as an Esnan, there's no Psul, even though it has some Dine Karbon, Chatas Kari Rechmana Belamaisa, it's not Beis Hashem Lekecha, it's not like the Mishnah says, Kiyetzeva Karav Agabe Mizbeach, it's not really a Karbon, so Mela, it doesn't become an Esnan. V'chachamim Ayim L'Rabbis Hasari Kuhin. Hacham say no, Beis Hashem Lekecha is to be marba, even if it's not brought on the Mizbeach, but it's marba the Rikuin. Rashi here says that the Tzipul Mizbeach, it covers the Mizbeach, if it was given as an Esnan. When the Gemara brings in Raisa, which says, Man Chachamim, Amrav Chisra, Beis Rabbi Hudi, the Tanya Nasim Lazav, Beis Rida, Amein Oisim Rikuin, Afilo Achari, Beis HaKapayrus. So you see, it's not only a Tzipul to the Mizbeach, it's even a Tzipul for the Achari, Beis HaKapayrus, which is the 11 Amis that's outside of the Beis HaMikdash from the Kodesh Kedashim until the Western Wall, which Rashi says is Kila Kedushase, it doesn't have so much Kedushas as Zara, and still it's Aser. Now it's Mashman Rashi, if it's less Kodesh than even those 11 Amis, like it's not Nazar altogether, like the Har HaBayis, that already would be Mutter. And as I state Mefurish in Taisus and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara there mentions a conversation that Rabbi Eliezer had with some min about if you could use an Esnan Zayna to make a Beis HaKisei for the Kayin Gadol, because it comes from a Makam Tinaifis, so she go to a Makam Tinaifis. So Taisus there says that they weren't discussing the Din Deraisa. Taisus says, of course it's Mutter, because you'd be allowed to put it even in the Azara, if not for this ribuy of this pasuk, and the Har HaBayis is definitely mutter. And Taisa says even the Parah Aduma is mutter, because it doesn't come to the Beis Hashem Lekecha. Vaisis Taisa's Nemnon, that the two Joshes, the Beis Hashem Lekecha that's Mamayit Parah, and the Beis Hashem Lekecha that's Marbari Kuhim, are not arguing with each other. So the Azara is called Beis Hashem Lekecha, like it says in the Brayse of the Yud Aleph Amma, but anything less than that is not called Beis Hashem Lekecha and it's Mutter. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Avagufish Lesson Liasu Rukum La Bayis. He says you can't make Rukum to the Bayis. Might sound like just the Heichel is Asur, but the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafkufayin Aleph, he says that Lechari the Rambam means the Azara, that's what he's including when he says La Bayis. Now there's a Shvus Yankov, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Tess, that he discusses, what's it then? He had a case where parchment was given to a Zayna, and they made a Sefer Torah on it. Are you allowed to use the Sefer Torah? Do you have to put it in Shemus? He says, but the Eved, you could use it. Even though we had mentioned in early Shurim, in Simon Kufnan Gimel, the Ramah brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that you can't use an Esnan Zayna in a Shul or in a Sefer Torah. But he says that that din is only l'chatchila. He says one time, because v'marashach, if you gave her the unworked parchment, then the ibud of the iris should be a shinoi, and a shinoi would work. And if he gave it when it was already ma'ubid, since it was ma'ubid l'shma, so he tainas it could have a din of mekdashim, and a mekdashim is not chal and esnat. Very interesting cheshbon. But then he says another thing. He says the whole din of ikuin is a din derabbanan, he says. Because the Mishnah says, v'chol davar shekiyotzei bekarav l'gabei mizbeach asur. The Mishnah says that it's only asur by, if it's kiyotzei bekarav l'gabei mizbeach. Rikun is not karav l'gabei mizbeach. So it must be the whole din is an asmachta. It's a din derabbanan l'chatchila. You can't bring it. You can't make it a rikun. He says, even if you're going to say the rikun, you're going to have to remove, because you could put up new rikun. But Mashen can hear it to be gain as a sefer Torah, but the eved, the Rabbanu weren't geyser. It was a din l'chatchila. That's what the Shuz Yankiv taintes. But like the taizen in Avodah Zarah that we mentioned in Daf Yud Zayin, that says, nir midirai, v'lav midiraisa kaboyi. That's not midiraisa, because even rikuim would have been mutter if not for ribuyi dekra. That sounds like in the Azor it is deraisa. And as I named on the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavkafai and Alfred is deraisa, he just mentions that the Rambam only says that if you makriv an esnan zayna, you loika. It sounds like only if you makriv it on the Mizbeach, you loika. It would sound like we cool the Mizbeach wouldn't get malchus. But he said that's the Rambam l'shitosei. The Rambam holds that things that are learned out midrashas hakra, there's no malchus. The malchus is only alive that's mefurish in the Torah. And Issa that's learned out midrashas sakra, you don't get malchus. But he held that the Ikki Issa is avada deraisa, and like we said, Taizen of a deserved daf yud zayin is mashma that way. Now the Minchas Chinuch still brings down that the Paiskim say l'gabei esnan zayna and abeis haknesses is the Rabbanan. He said the Minchas Chinuch says it's pashit. The Magen Avraham says that way, and the other Paiskim also hold that way. But I tainin that if you're going to say that Rikun is deraisa, not like the Shvus Yankiv, so the Ari Shainin, the Smag, the Ireim, that hold that the Din Mikdashi Tiro, the mitzvahs that say deraisa of Mari Mikdash applies mi deraisa to a base of Knesset, because that also has a little bit of a base of Mikdash Ma'at. The Paiskim also say not the way the Prima Gadim says clearly there's no Din mitzvahs that say deraisa of Mari Mikdash on a base of Knesset. But if you're going to say that there is, and you say the Din Rikun is deraisa, the Goyin in Kufnun Gimel says that the Din Rikun is the Makar, why an Esnan Zayin is possible for a Beis HaKnesses, you could say that maybe a Beis HaKnesses also called Beis HaShem Lekecha and has a Din of Mikdash. Even if Harabayis is Mutter, because Harabayis is not Beis HaShem Lekecha. There's no Din Mar Mikdash could be in the Harabayis, Dafka Nazara. But if there is a Din Mar Mikdash and a Beis HaKnesses, so could be there'd be a Din of Psul of Esnan Zayin and Deraisa, the Paiskim don't have on that way. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Nasan lo mekdashim hareilu mutar, eifes hareilu asurin. If you give her something which is already a carbon, it's mutar. But you give her eifes birds, it's asur. And the Mishnah says it would be a kal v'chaymer that mekdashim the mum passels. Still the esnan can't be chal. A eifa the mum doesn't passel, so kolshkin esnan won't be chal. That's why it says the chol neder, a special ribu, the rabbi says the eif. So Rashi says that the eif we're talking about is the eif that's chulin. And then the havim in it is the difference in the behemah and the eif, just like by mumen. This mumen passels behemah, doesn't passel eif. So maybe who would in esnan zayna would passel only behemah, not eif? And how would you know eif is not included? I, the pasuk doesn't say one way or the other. You'd have a kal v'chaymer from mukdashim, and now we have the ribu of the chol neder. Now the Rambam says a tremendous chiddush that when the Gemara says that eifes is chal and esnan, eifes have more of a chaymer over behema, that eifes is chal esnan even though they're already mukdashim. When the Mishnah says mukdashim, it means mukdashin of a behema, and the Mishnah is trying to learn out mukdashin of an eif. And halacha, even mukdashin of an eif, an esnan is chal on it. So it's a chiddush im shad. But I'm shan the kendazogin, and that's what it means. But the mefarshim are bothered that how in lomdus could this work? How could esna michal and eifus? What happened to the problem that it's einish aloi? The Gemara really asked that legabe mukdashim, that the Gemara wanted to make the kavachayimah the other way. If even eifus have mum dom pasel, it's chalon in the esnan. So mukdashim with mum dom pasel, kavachayimah should be chalon esnan. So the Gemara says, L'chol neder lo'itzi yasanadu, you have a gzeris akasuv. So the Gemara says, what do you need a gzeris akasuv? Halam ha'mayneh, it doesn't belong to them. How could you make an esnan if it doesn't belong to you? Can't make an esnan that belongs to someone else. And in the way, sadav v'sheyna shalai. So even if a kavah chayim would tell you that it should be chal, but the mechanics won't work. It can't be chal. And that's the Gemara's kasha. So how could the Rambam l'maisa say that it's chal on eifes? Because the Mishnah is interesting. The Rambam says that eifes even mukdashim is chal. And that's what the Rambam says. And the Ravid has a saga. No, like in onu mekubalim. She'eifes say mukdashim. That's also prat l'nadur. We're talking about eifes shel chulin. So he's arguing the Rambam pshat. The Rambam says a pshat eifes is even mukdashim. No, we understood the Gemara that eifes means chulin. But in ask a kasha. So the Kesemisha says, how did he leave over his anger that he didn't write the Derech HaSog? It's a Kasha. He says, the Kasha HaZog. How could it be Chal? So the Kesemisha says that maybe what the Rambam means is you were Hiksula Krivam, but you weren't Makdashib Bepeh. Avad, if you were Makdashib Bepeh, it wouldn't be Chal, but you were Hiksula Krivam, there it's Chal. But the Olam is very bothered. If you were just Hiksula Krivam, so even by Behemu would be Chal. The Rambam saying, Dafka by Eifus Mukdashim is Chal. But by Behema, Mukdashim won't be Chal. If you just Hiksula Krivan, so even Behema Mukdashim is Chal. The Bechal not called Mukdashim, just Hiksula Krivan, when you didn't do Kedusha's Peh. It's not Mukdashim Bechal. Pelot to understand the Kesef Mishnah. So like a Mishnah says, it's a Xeris Akasov. I guess if you do the act of Esnan with the Eif that's Mukdashim, it's a Xeris Akasov, it's Chal the Psul Esnan. That's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says, "Avam nasla eifus avishim mekdashim esn chalim v'surim uvedivik kabbalah hu davar zeh." The Rambam fears eis. Divik kabbalah means it's exeris akasuv. It doesn't have a pshat in lomdus. Exeris akasuv the psul is chal. There's a pshat from Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas that's also brought here in the Kisvei Agriz. So a mechudish dik a pshat, a pesachapi pshat. Then he wants to say, Avand, if you made the Eif Kedushas Aguf, it won't be Chala Esnan. Ainan Amayza Dava Shein Eshalay. What the Rambam means, and the Rambam's learning the Gemara, but Eif is a Chal by Mekdashim, it means, if it has Kedushas Damim. So by Kedushas Damim, be'etzim, there would be a Miyat of a Chol Ned Prat L'Nadr. And I guess that would apply even to Kedushas Damim. That once it has Kedusha, so now even when you paid it, but it's already chalops, it would already be chal, it won't be chalops, so let's not. So mamele, even you paid it, you can use it for another carbon. But the pasuk is saying not that way. So just like this, by behemoth, it's not yitzur that a behemoth tmima could have kedushas damim. Because if you put kedushas damim on a behemoth that's royal mizbeach, it gets kedushas aguf automatically. So you're not going to have a behemoth with kushas damim that's going to be roi for a carbon. But an oif, this is what Reb Chaim is saying, can have an oif, let's say you take an oif, and you say that this oif should be dmei shlamim. It should have kadosh with kedusha shlamim, not that you can't bring an oif as a shlam, oif could only be brought as an oila, but the pshat is, I'm going to sell the oif, and I'm going to buy a shlamim. That's kedusha damim. But just like you take money, and I say, I want this money to have kedusha shlamim. So the money now has kedusha shlamim. It's a shlamim. You can't be makir of the money. So what you do is, you take the money, it's kedushas damim. You buy a behema with it, and the kedusha gets transferred onto the behema. So let's say you did that with an eif. So it has kedusha, but it has kedushas damim. So it's still yours. Because you could be paid it. So mela, azay, without the ribuy, you would say, since it already has kedusha, it can't be chalan to shem esnan, even though all it has kedushas damim. And now, you could use this eif to buy a shlamim with it, and then be makdish the eif and make it into an eila. Kamash from the pasuk could be chalam mukdashim, not if it already has kedushas aguf. That's in a ma'aser davar shein eshalay. But if it has kedushas damim, it could be chalam it nafkemina. That after I'm paid it, I won't be able to use this eif now to become an eila. I'm mechudadik pshat, but it's a shtigel dachuk. But there's a gvaldik pshat in the meshech chachma. In Parashas Kisetze, he says like this. He says, you're going to tie it by an oif that the reason why I can't make it an Esnan is because Einan Amaisa Davish Einan Shleih belongs to Hektish. But the halacha is that when Hektish has no use for something, the Hektish is Paka. When Hektish has absolutely no use for something, can't use it at all, the Hektish is Paka. Hazak de Meshe Chachma is a Zagita V'yad Ebon Ke'echot. You have a Tain I can't make it into an Esnan because it's Hektish. But if Ifulin is an Esnan, if it's going to be an Esnan, so then Hektish will have no use for it. If Hektish has no use for it, so then it's not Hektish. So the Psul Esnan and the Afkos Hektish is born Ka'achas, and that's why it works. If Hekstuch Akasha, so why don't you say that by Behema? Why did the Gemara assume by Behema? It's not Memeine, it's impossible for Behema to become an Esnan Zayna, so you don't even need the Pasuk Chol Ned, the Pratlanadr. Zag the Meshech Chacham, because by Behema, even after it becomes Ice Hektish, but this still has Kedushas Dom, there's a Din Pinyon. So Hektish does have a use for it. When it becomes Pasul, let's say Behema gets a Mum, so then the Din is, Yimkar V'yavid Dma'acher. It's still, the value of the Behema is still Hektish, and therefore you have to go and buy something else with it. You have to be paid it. So if a behemoth would get a psul esnan, that wouldn't be mafkia the hektish. It wouldn't be mafkia the hektish because even if it's possible, the hektish would still have the value of the behemoth that you yimkar the yigach b'demeh acheris. So since it will still be hektish even after the psul, so you can't say the psul nafkas hektish is born kachas. There won't be no hafkas hektish. So Mela Ibrazai the Psul can't be chal. And that's what the Gemara says, it's Pashit, by Behema the Psul can't be chal. Mashenke by Eif, there's no din pidyon by Eifus. By Eifus is no halacha of pidyon. Ain't pidyon by Eifus. The Afghan by Behema, Behema Tmeya, the Pasik Darshins and Bechokaisa, Behema Tmeya, Hashoy Akivimen of Carbon, you can make a pidyon. The Afghan by Behema, not by Eifus. So by Eifus, if it will be possible to bring as a carbon hektish, will have absolutely no use for it, that will be mafkir the hektish, memeil the psul nafkas hektish, abon ke'echad. That's the Meshech Chacham's pshat. Now just one more quick ka'ara, we'll just say it over, b'kitz and nimrats, it's a bit of a sugya, that the Gemara on the Kasha, what was the havamina to say, that hektish, that esnan, could be chal mekdashim, it's not yours, the Gemara says the teretz, omra avayishim emana al pischa v'rebihi. That's talking about, you have a Karm Pesach, it's already Kaddish. But the halacha is that even though the Karm Pesach is already Kaddish, you could still be mamana other people on the Karm Pesach. Other people could still get a shear of the Karm Pesach. And the Karm Chayigi says, Shalmanas Kenik Dishi Yisrael Pescheyen. Someone could have Mois for Pesach, give it to somebody that has the Pesach, even though the Pesach's Kaddish already, that would be Mafkia, the Kedusha of the Mois, and he'll become a Muna on the Pesach. So Pesach still has a Tyrus moment. You can still sell your carbon Pesach and be a man of someone else on it, even after you makdish the carbon Pesach. Now, B'kitz and Imritz is a sugya im sachem naf betesim and beis, which suggests another teretz. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds a kachim kalam amin balamim. Rabbi Yisrael Glili is a sugya im bavakama daf yud beis. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds a kachim kalam belong to you. So maybe that's where you need the pasuk Chol Ned Prat Lanadr. Kachim Kalam, you make a shlomim, it's still yours. You own the animal. It's a carbon shlomim, but you own it. It doesn't belong to Hektish. Kachim Kalam is Mamun Balma Beisek Lili holds. If it's Mazik, you mechuyiv to pay. So then, you could give it to an Esnan Zayna. But the Tzlach Liam Sachim and the Ksais in Siman Tavav, they were both mechavim to the same vart, had to learn up the Gemara Mesachim, like I said, Omi Marech so much in it, that the maskon of the Gemara Mesachim, and like the Gemara here, which doesn't bring down Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, is that there's a chiluk. Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds that the etzim carbon is mamon bailam. The carbon, the basar, the behema belongs to you. But the carbon is not transferable, except by mamana al pischai. That the din ha-moichai lasu shlom of le'asav le'klum that the Gemara brings down. That once you make a carbon oil or shlom and you can't sell it, it doesn't work. And that's even according to Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds, you're still the owner of the animal, of the basar. But the bala carbon, the bala kapara, that can change. So Mela wouldn't be a teretz. Since even after you made the carbon, it's impossible to transfer the carbon, the kapara shabai, to the esnan. And that's even according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So Mela wouldn't be able to be chalab selesnan. You only own the animal, but you don't, the bala carbon, the carbon shabai, the bala kapara shabai, that's not totally in the bialis of the animal anymore. So Mela wouldn't be shayach apsul esnan, even according to Beis Yaglili. So I learned the Rambam could be paskins like Beis Yaglili, but still he paskins the Meichel Asa Shalom of Elasa Vayklum. And he still says that the Gemara is only negay b'mana al pischay. Because even according to Beis Yaglili, you're only an owner of the etzim guf of the animal, the basar, but the kapara, that already can't be transferable to the Zayna. And now let's see the next sugya. The sugya of Vlad Psulim, what's it then if the behemoth's pasul, what's it then with the Vlad? And this will also get into the sugya by Vlad Esnan, and also Shinoi by Esnan and by Shar Psulim, like we'll explain. That the Gemara spoke about a little bit before. The Mishnah said, Kol asurim legabi mizbeach l'desei mutar. All the asurim mizbeach, the Vlad of the Issa mizbeach is mutar, you could bring it on the mizbeach. And the Gemara brings a Tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer Iser. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Vlad is also to be brought on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara, for the reference of this Machlaikis, uses Nirvas. You have a Behema which was Nirva, so it becomes possible for the Mizbeach. The question is, what's the din with the Vlad? The Mishnah said the Vlad is Mutter, and Rabbi Eliezer says the Vlad is Aser. So then the Gemara is Tulashenis, what the Machlaikis is. Rav Huna bar Chinina said in the name of Nachman that the Machloikis is Ibru b'seif nirvu, that the Vlad was near b'shas the Revia. Rav Leza says, Ubi yarech imai, so male the psul on the behema becomes the psul on the Vlad, and the Rabbanan say, Lav yarech imai. So the Vlad is kosher, even though it was inside the behema b'shas the Revia, because the Revia had nothing to do with the Vlad, Ubi lav yarech imai. But nirvu b'seif, Ibru d'vihakol mutar. But in the case where it's Nirvu, and then it was Ibru, so everyone holds its Mutter, even if you hold Ubi Yerech Imai, but the Vlad wasn't in B'shas to Revia, so male, there's no Isser on the Vlad. But Rava says, Faket, Nachloikis is Dafka by Nirvu B'Seif Ibru. It was first Pasul, then it became Muberis. There are Blez holds Zeviz Egerim as Aser, and Rabbanan holds Zeviz Egerim as Mutter. That Be'etzim, since the Behemah is Pasul, the Vlad would be Pasul, but there was two Gerim for the Behemah. There's a mother and a father. So Zev is a Gerim, is a Machlokes, if it's Asur or Mutter. But Ibru was safe Nirvu, the Vehakal Asur. If it was Ibru first, and then it was Nirvu, everyone knows it's Asur. Rav L'Tamei, the Amar Rav of Vlad Nevas Asur, he who Vlad the Nirvu, Vlad Negachas Asur, he who Vlad the Nakhu. And Taisus in Bava Kama, Nav Memhei, says that this din, that Ibru will say, if Nirvu the Vakal Osir is even Nanots Ubi Erech Imai, Rava holds. There's a new Sora of Hiu Vlad the Nirvu, that the Revia was with the Vlad also. Taisus Lashin is the Vlad was Nana from the Revia. And Hiu Vlad the Nachu also, the Kayach of the Vlad, was involved with the Negicha. And even if you hold Uba Lav Yerech Imai, but the Revia takes place with the Uber, and the Negicha also takes place with the Uber. And that's what Rava said earlier also. By Vlad Muksa v'Nevad, there was one sad that it's Mutter, because only the mother was Muksa u'Nevad. He never was Ovid the Uber. So Mel again, Rava holds Uber Lav Yerachimai, and therefore the Muksa Nevad is Dafka for the mother, not for the Uber. But then the Gemara had a sad to say that Nichalei b'Nafche, that when he's being Ovid or being Maksa the Behema, he wants a fat Behema, and the fat Behema includes the Uber. So Mel, the Uber is also considered part of what's being Nevad. And then the Gemara is another Lashon, that Rav Huna bar Chinina was saying, Pashtus, I mean, Rabbi Negershim says it means even by Nirvu b'seif Ibru. But Rav Leza holds als Bizui, by Nirvu k'shem u'kdashim, that will go to the Vlad, and Rabbanan say no. But Nirvu k'shem chulin, the Gemara's Lashon was, since it's a shtanu, everyone holds its mutter, even Rav Leza. And Rava says no, the Machloikis says by Nirvu k'shem chulin, and that the Rabbanan hold of Vissenstanu, it's Mutter, but Nirvu K'shem Mekdashin, everyone holds its Aser. Ad Kan the Gemara. That is a shtickle. It's from the Minchas Baruch, in this, the end of the Sefer. He has Chuvis, it's him in Yates there. and also from the Ar Samech, he says, come out the same shtickle in Yisur Mizbeach Perigimel. And they say like this. First of all, Taisus asks a kasha, that how could Rav Huna Bar Chinuna say that by Nirvu Ul B'Seif Ibru, everyone holds it's Mutter, but Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Ever Zegarim is Aser. So how could Rav Huna Bar Chinuna hold that everyone holds it's Mutter if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ever Zegarim is Aser? So Taisus says a chilik between Lehedit and Lekvaya, he doesn't explain well. So they want to say another teretz for Taisus Kasha. And also they ask Akasha that the Rambam paskins like Rava, that Ibru was safe Nirvu, the Vlad is Aser. If the Vlad was there, Bashash to Revia, the Vlad is Aser. And the Rambam paskins by Nirvu was safe Ibru, that it's Mutter. And that makes sense, because he's passing like the Chachamim. But the problem is, Rava said it's Mutter al Zevizeh Gerim. That's why it's Mutter. So Ibazayit should come out lahalacha. If both the mother and the father, they were both psulim legabe mizbech, let's say the father was a revei and the mother was a nirvas, then the vad should be aser. But the Rambam says stam that it's mutter. And more than that, the Rambam in Yisur Mizbech Perek Yimel Ochi Yadalit says, Mishtachav lekama chitea mutarim lemenachas, shayin ishtanu. V'nid mulevlada shay Yisur Mizbech shay mutar. If someone is mishtachav to wheat, and you make the wheat into flour, so there's a shinui, so it becomes mutter, and that's the same thing as Vlad, that's why it's mutter. Then is no zevizegayrim. Then is a shinui. And he says by Vlad is also the same thing as medama shinui to Vlad, it sounds like without zevizegayrim it's mutter. That's bemis in the Lashon of the Gemara, in the second Lashon of the Lishna Achrini, that Rav Huna Bar Chinuna said, Rabbanan Savi, loy aval nirvu kashen chulin hoil vishtanu divi hakol mutarim. That's the same lashon in the Rambam, that shinui has to do with Vlad. But the Gemara is saying that the heter is al zevizegayim. And that's why shinui is no zevizegayim. So it sounds in the Rambam, that's them. The balta behema is pasul, but the uber is something different. It's shinui. Only the thing itself that's pasul is also to the mizbeach, but the uber is not the thing itself, it's a shinui. He's being medamet to the case of chitim, you mishtachav l'chitim, and then you make them into flour. It's a different thing, so mainly it's not the same thing that was possible. So Zagdim Ilchaz Baruch and Ar Sameach, that Rav Huna Bar Chinuna that says that it's mutter is not because of Zev is Egoim. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna that says it's mutter is because he holds that there's no such thing as a vlad of a possible becoming possible, because only the gufadav is possible, not the vlad. And that's totally in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah asks for a shaila. Hamishtachav lechitim is the kemach mutl menachas or not. The Gemara says, is there a din shinu by nevad? There's a psul called nevad. You oivid something, you can't bring it on the mizbeach. What's the din if you make a shinu? So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from Rav Nachman. The Balda Rav Nachman said that the machloikis is by Nirvu ul b'seif ibru. There the Rabbanan say it's mutter. By Nirvu b'seif ibru. But by ibru b'seif nirvu, the Rabbanan hold it's aser. So you see, even though a shini occurred, because the Vlad was born, and that's a shinui, it's still aser. So hu adin, when the chitim become kemach, that's aser. That was the first lashon there. And the second lashon said, no, there's a chilek. Because there's a real shinui. When you grind up the chita makes soil, this is a real shinui. Now, shaken an uber being born is not a shinui. It's dashahu dachi debape. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It just had a door locked in front of it, and now it came out of the door. There was no shinui in the uber. So the Milchus Baruch Shtal Zechab, the Gemara there had a shaila. What's the din by mishtachav lechitim is the kemach mutta to menachas sunat. And one lashon said it's aser. One lashon was medama the chitim to the uber. And just like you find by a behemoth that's nirvas, the uber is aser, and my nevet also it's that way. So that's a raya. The shini doesn't work. And then the Gemara in the second lashon said a chilek that maybe a behemoth being born is not a shinui, and that's why it's aser. And a shaila is so even if you want to say the Rambam passes like the second lashon, but the second lashon wasn't paishet the shaila. The second lashon says we don't have a raya from uber. So why the Rambam paskin that by the chitim it's not possible because of the shinui? The Gemara asked the Shaila. One Lashon was Parshat the Shaila. The other Lashon wasn't Parshat the Shaila. Let the Rambam leave it as he buried the Leif Shita. So Zagdim Ilchaz Baruch and Ar Samech, the Rambam saw it from our Gemara. The Rambam passing like a Vunder Bechinina. Like the stump of the Shas there. That by Nirvu, Ubisayfirbu it's Mutter. And that's not on Zev Zegarim. That's Be'etzim it's Mutter. Because he says it's Mutter even according to our blessed holds that Zev Zegarim is Aser. Now, if Shaila is like this, what's the Gemara Shaila there if Shini works? The, in Taisus there, it's Mavur. You have the Gemara here by Esnan, that there's Exeris the cost of Haim Veloy Shiniyayim. That's our Mishnah. By Esnan, the Mishnah says, if you give up Yenei Shmona Muslasais, then it's Aser. And the Brisa says, if you give a Chitim and she made Seila, Zesim and she made Shem, and an oven she made Yayin, it's a Machlokes Beishamei and Beisilo. And the reason why Beisul's matter is Exeris HaKos of Heim V'loi V'disayim, Heim V'loi Shinuyayim. So what was the Gemara Shaila by Nefa? The Shaila is this din of Heim V'loi V'disayim, Heim V'loi Shinuyayim, is that a din Davka by Esnan? Mashen came by other psulim, once it's Chal Psul, so who are din, the Shinuy and the Vlad would have the same soul? Or is that din by Upsulim? That's the Shaila of Yesh Shinuy by Nefa or not. So since you find the coin to Avunah Bechinina, the Vlad of Nirvas, when it was Nirvu B'Saif Ibru, it wasn't there B'Shas Revia, is Mutter. So in them state that the Heim V'loi Shniyeim, Heim V'loi V'Disayim, doesn't only apply to Esnan, it applies to Nirvas as well. So Ibezai would apply, of course, to Nevet also. It applies to all Psulim Mizbeach. So that's why the Rambam Paskin, like Rav Huna Bar Chinina, that the Vlad of all Psulim are impossible even without the din of Zev HaZegayim, and Shinui also is impossible, because the Heim V'loi Shinayim, Heim V'loi V'Disayim applies to all Psulim Mizbeach. And the Mechas Baruch reads Ice that by Trefa, the Gemara says that the Machlokes is Taka of Zev HaZegayim Asur, or Zev HaZegayim is Mutter, that he says is even according to Rav Huna Bar Chinina. On the side that Treif is Yolda, so then the Machlokes of Nitchefel and Masayf Ibra, the only heter is because of Zev HaZegayim, because the Psul of Treif, you don't learn that from Esna, because Esna is only a Psul of Gvaya, and Treif is even a Din Lahenyit, so the Psul of Treif is not learned out from Esna. That's only by Yisurim Mizbeach, we have the Din of Heim V'Lishinem, Heim V'Loi V'Lishinem, but not by Treif. But by the other Psulim, you'd have that. That's the shtickle from the Michas Baruch and Ar Sameach in the Rambam. So with this shtickle, they want to answer Taisus Kasha. And it's kedai to go into, let's understand how Taisus in his Kasha and his Teretz understood the sugya. Taisus, Diba Maskel de Nichale, asked the following steer. We find by Nevad that Rava's psak is that if it's Ibru B'Saif Nevad, if you have a behemumu beris and you're oivid it, so then, like the Gemara says, nichale benafche, so you're being oivid the vlad as well, and the vlad is pasul, and even though you have a later afterwards, that's not considered a shinui, like the Gemara says, because dachida achida ba'afe. The Gemara says, even if you're going to say that when you mishtachav it techitim, and you have a shinui, so it becomes kosher, yeh shinui benafad. But if you mishtachav it to a behema muberis, which is considered a nevad on the vlad as well, so the vlad will remain pasul after the birth, because dashu de chidah bapeh, that's not considered a shinui. So you see that making chitim into flour is more hafka of the psul than an uber becoming born. Zot taisus, that's by nevad. Mashenge by esman ferk taisus, we have the opposite. Beishameh holds that heim V'loi Shiniyayim, and Gam, the rabbis, what they say him. That if you give the Zayna Chitim, and she makes it into flour, Gam, the rabbis, Shiniyayim, that that's possible according to Beis Shammai. Mashenke and Haim, Haim, V'loi V'loi, they say him. If you give the Zayna of the Haimumu Beris, then the Vlad is not considered an Esnat. So you see, Fakert, when the Vlad is born, after it was given as an Esnan, it becomes mutter, and when the chitim is ground up, according to Beis Shammai, it remains aser. So it's a stira. By Nevan, The Gemara wants to say that the chitim become mutter, but the vlad remains also because dashu the chidah bapei, it's not a shinim b'chal, it's just going through a door. Mashenkin by esnan, according to Beis Shammai, the shini of the chitim is still aser, but the vlad is mutter. Das vek taisis akash. So taisis says a chilik like this. By nevad, your das is to mishtachav it to the entire behem, including the uber. That's nichalei benafchei. So the male of the uber remains nevad. Vashen came by chitim, your das is dafka the chitim, your das is not to worship the seilas. Your das is specifically to worship the chitim and not the seilas. So Mamela, that's why the seilas is more of a tzad to be mutter than the uber. Because your plan was to mishtachvet to the chitim and not to the seilas. As opposed to the uber, your plan was because the nichalei benafkei to mishtachvet to the uber included. Mashenka may esnan faket. There, when you give the esnan chitim, the point isn't to give her chitim. She's going to make seilas out of these chitim. So her das is on the seilas. As opposed to the behema, when you give it a behema, she's b'chol not thinking about the vlad. She's not thinking about the pregnancy of the behema. She's just thinking bigger about the guf of the behema. That's why the vlad is more pasha to be mutter. That's Taisus Teretz. So Mavago, we have to understand Pshat and Taisus Teretz, which we'll get to. But the Achreinim are saying, and already the Sfasemis and the Brisker Rav Eifenert also were ma'ir to most of this, that l'chayr, the kasha doesn't start. Because the sign of Heim v'loivlo they say him, tining the Achreinim, doesn't mean when you give a behemah mu'beris as an esnan. It means when you give a behemah as an esnan, and there's a tzad, just like by the case here, by nirvul b'seif ibru, there's a tzad, that it's asr. Rav only says it's mutzal zev as a gayim. If both gayim and asr, Rav would hold that it's asr. Even if you hold that it's mutter, that's a chayr, because you learn out from esnan. So the Yisayda Dover is, it's not when you give her a behema mu'beris. The point is you gave her a behema rekonis, and afterwards it has a vlad. And you need a pasuk to tell you that you don't say that because the behema is pasul, so if the behema produces another behema, it also becomes pasul. That's the heim, v'loiv lo they say him. But the uber that's b'meya behema, that's heim alein. That's mamish de'esnan alein. The only way to say it's mutter is because when it's born, it's chalashinoi. So there you have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, al-kaponim according to the Ikadarmi, that a birth is not a shinoi. Mashenke and chitim, when you made into flour, that's a shinoi. But Beishameh holds, even a shinoi retains the psul. That's Beishameh shita. Shinoi b'mkayim ha'imid. But even Beishameh's maskim, that's only when the same chayfetz got nishtana. So Beishameh says, no, it's all considered the same chayfetz. Mashen Kane, when you have a new thing of vlad, is a new chayfetz, so that's Beishameh's drasha. Hey, v'loiv lo deseim, the kasha eip nishtot, azay fregin na'achreinim antaisis kasha. And they have a raya from the Tesefta, because as the Tesefta says, nosel achitim lasis seilis, anovim lasis yayin, zesum lasis shemim, behemimu beris v'yol v'etzloi, hara'elu asurin. The Tesefta says, like Beishameh l'chayyad Yosef to say. Nechitim that becomes soilus, an oven that becomes wine, zeisim becomes oil, behemamu beris v'yol de'etzlai, are all asr. Avanasim lay mois l'chabem yayin, shmanim muslatis. And then behemah v'nis abra etzlai v'yol de, you gave a behemah reconnaissance, and afterwards is nis abra, heri elu mutarim. Yosef de perik dalet halacha beitz. So you see clearly this word. We're going like the man, the umber, that shinoi is still possible, and vlad is not possible. But which vlad is not possible? The vlad that comes after you gave it to her. Chayish da'ake ta'ina from the Tesefta. But the shayla and Taisus, I think, is a little tiefer. Because let's say Taisus Bavakama says that I have a raya, that even the vlad that was there, b'shasi gave it to her, is also mutter. Because since the Gemara here says that vlad of negachas and vlad of nirvas, and the Gemara also talks about a vlad of nevad, but these things the Gemara says is asur. And the Gemara never says that the vlad of an esnan is asur. So Taisus holds it's meduyik to say that the vlad of an esnan is mutter. So Meli, have a good kasha. How come the vlad of an esnan is mutter, even according to the man the Amma, that chitim vas and seilus is asur, And the Vlad of an Eved remains Asur, even on the Tzad that Chitim Vasan Seilus is Mutter. So Taisus brings a Raya from the Diyak of the Gemara that the Vlad of the Esnan is Mutter. Abu L'chaira, Taisus teretzes that the Zayna only has Das for the Behemah, not for the Vlad. And the Achreinim are seeming to Nema that what Taisus means is that the Esnan is the Behemah. The Esnan is not the Vlad. Which is a little bit schwer. I mean, we had the Mishnah before, that if he gives her two things in the Esnan, even though he only was Mechuyif to give her one, they both become an Esnan. But it's a little bit more schwer. Because if the Vlad is not an Esnan, because that's not part of the deal. So why do you have to fear ice? Masha'ein Cain. By Chitim, Taisus says this svar, Masha'ein by Chitim, by Avoida, Yudasis for the Chitim and not for the Seilus. Masha'ein came by the Zayna. He gave the Chitim to make Seilus. Why do you have to make the Chilak for? Say Pashit. If the Vlad is not a Chilak of the Esnan, so it wasn't produced by the Esnan either. There's no svara to make it Aser. There's no svara to passel it. He gave the two things. One was passel, one was not. So you don't have to make any Chilak. Taisus Kasha is, by Esnan we find that the Vlad of the Esnan is Mutter, even according to Beis Shammai, that the Chitim V'Asen Seilus is Aser. And by Neved we find Fakert, that the Vlad of the Neved is Aser, even on the Tzad that Chitim V'Asen Seilus is Mutter. The Teretz is simple, because the Vlad of the Neved is also Neved. Masha'ein Cain, the Vlad of the Esnan, happens not to be an Esnan, because he never gave it to her. He gave it a behemoth. The Vlad came as a freebie. So it has nothing at all to do with Shinoi. The Vlad of the Esnan can't be Aser, because he never gave it to her, and also wasn't produced by Behema. Avada, the Vlad that comes afterwards, that's Pasha that it's a less of a Dargan than Shinoi. Shinoi is the same Chavitz as in Shtana, and this is a new Chavitz that was produced by the Chavitz of Aser. Avada, even if the same Chavitz as in Shtana is still Aser, but that doesn't prove that a new Chavitz has produced this Aser. And Avad, if a new Chayfetz that produces Aser, so Kol Shkei Nishini is Aser. And that's the Gemara that first comes, first Yimamayit Vlad, which is a new Chayfetz, and then Yimamayit Shini, which is the same Chayfetz as Hishtana. Aye, so what's the pshat? That the Vlad of the Neved is Aser, because it was never Nishtana, and you were over the Vlad alone. It's the same Chayfetz, and it wasn't even Nishtana. And what's the pshat that Vlad of an Esnan is Mutter? Because you never gave it as an Esnan, nor was it produced by an Esnan. So what's Pshat in Taisus? Like the Michas Baruch points out, Taisus is also brought in the Rajman Bava Kama, he says the same shtickle, he says it B'Shem Taisus, and the Ridvan Avei Dezara, and the Shita Mekevetzis B'Shem Rebbein Yishai Yidhiyam Bava Kama. What's Pshat in the Rishonim? So I think the Hechuch is that Avada Taisus understood that's not the Pshat. Taisus had held its Meduyik in Agamara that the Vlad, even when the Behemah was Muberis, when he gave it to her as an Esnan, the Vlad is Mutter, even according to Beis Shammai. It's not the Pshat that the Vlad was not given as an Esnan, it was. It's just that wasn't the Das of the Zayna. That wasn't the Das. And Taisus is saying a very lumdish Atifa Chilik to understand how Shinui works. That there's a chilek, whether we see a shinui as the same chayfetz, or we see the shinui as a new chayfetz, there's a chilek what the purpose of the chayfetz was. As I state in Taisus, it's not the pshat, and this is how the achreinim and ending on, that when a din is chal on the chayfetz, and now it's a shtana, so that's a shinui. No, in the etzim shinui, there's a chilek of what the purpose of the chayfetz was. By Nevad, Meshtachava lechitim, and the seilus is mutter, because the purpose of avodah is for the chitim, not for the seilus. That's why we see the seilus as something entirely different than the chitim. Masha'ein Cain, when you give the zayna the chitim to make seilus, Beis Shammai holds, it's not called the shinui, because that was the purpose of the chitim. That gufa was the purpose. He gave it a chitim in order to make seilus. That's why it's not a shinui. Masha'engin, if he gave it a chitim to be chitim, she wasn't supposed to make seilus out of it, and seilus happened to come out of it, that would be a shina even according to Beis Shammai. And that's why by the Vlad, and the Chlami Avada the Vlad is an Esnan. But the part is, the behemoth that's born is different than the behemoth B'mei Ima. It's not so different. It's Darshu Dachin Debape, but it's somewhat different. But in order to understand that why it's a Shinoi, Hayais, the purpose of the Esnan was for the Behemah, not for the Vlad, even though the Vlad Batsim is a Vada Esnan. But now that it changed, I reckon with the Shinoi. It's a Shvacha Shinoi. It's only a Shvacha Shinoi, but see if the fact that I want to be Ovid this Uber. This Uber, I want to be Ovid. It's not a new thing. The Uber, I want to be Ovid. So I, something changed with it. So we say it's not considered enough of a change. Dashu dachidim apay. Mashenkin dachidim, I don't want to be Ovid the Solus. I want to be Ovid dachidim. That's why it's a change. And my Esnan is fakert. The Esnan be'ik, I want the Solus. That's why it's not called a change of Fibe Shammai. Mashen came by the Behemah Muberis, be'ik, I want the Behemah. That's why it is a change. But Taisus is not explaining that there's no Be'etzim Siba for the Esnan on the Uber because she doesn't want the Uber, she just wants the Behemah. Avada there is. He's explaining in Hilcha Shinoi. He's saying this Svara that whether it's called a Shinoi or not will be totally in the Mechuvan Adavar. If the Uber is the point, then being born is not a Shinoi. If the Uber is not the point is the Behemah, then being born is a Shinoi. If the point of giving the chitim is the seilus, then making it the seilus is not a shinui lefi Beis Shammai. If the point of giving the of mishtachav el chitim is the chitim and not the seilus, then making the seilus is considered a shinui. That's Taisus's vort. So Taisus had to say his teretz to miyasha lefi what Taisus nem done. That when Beis Shammai said, "Hey v'loy v'lo they say him," that's including the vlad that was there v'shas the giving of the esnan zayna. And the reason why it's Heim Vloiva the same is not because he didn't give it a Vlad, but because the Vlad was Nishtane. So why is it considered a Shinoi Fakert? He's saying it's more of a Shinoi in a Chitim Vasa Seilus, and by a way, it's Fakert. The Teretz says, when the Mechuvan is the Behemah, even though Avadit is a Shem Esnan on the Uber, then it's called a Shinoi. If the point was to give her an Uber, then it's not called a Shinoi. And by never, that's the point. You want to be over the Uber. It's not called the Shinoi. And Eina Chinami, Beis Shammai would hold if the point was to give it a chitin that she should eat chitin. And Grana became the Shtana, that would be called the Shinoi. Just the point was to give the Selos. That's why it's not a Shinoi. That's Taisus. Ha'akabana Machreinim are still saying, L'chayr, well, you could be Miyashiv Taisus Kasha, and that they bring a Raya from it to Sefta, that if you hold not like Taisus, if you hold that the side of Heim V'loivel, the same means the Vlad that happened afterwards, Mashiach, the Vlad that was there before will remain the Din Shinoi, so there's no Kasha B'chal. And just one more Arif from the Achreinim on this Inyan. Now we mentioned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara wants to say that even if you're going to say that Shinoi works by Nevad, and Mashtachav Elechitim, the Kemach, is going to be Mutter, but the Uber, by Ibrul B'Saif Nirvu, will remain Asa because Mikara Behema Vahashta Behema, Dashahuda Achida Bape. It's not considered a Shinoi, who was originally Behema, became a Behema, it's Dashahuda Achida Bape. So now, by Gzela, where the din is a Shinoi is Kaina, there's a Machlokes Yushanim. If a Ganim steals the Behema Muberis, and then it's Yolda, if he could keep the Uber, it's the din of Shinoi Kaina. Shaila had a line up the Gemara in the ninth parak above a Kama. The Rambam holds it's not a Shinoi. And Taisus in the Rosh holds it's a Shinoi and he could keep the Uber. So the Ksais in Simon Shin and Dalit brings a Raya to the Rambam. He holds it's a Raya Brua. This Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says clearly that an Uber being born is not called a Shinoi. That even if Mishtachava Lechitim, the Kamach is called a Shinoi, but the Uber being born is not called a Shinoi. Mikar Beim of Ashtav Beim of Darshu Lechitim Apeim. Mefurish a Gemara like the Rambam. As I fact excise on the Rishainim that hold that it is a Shinoi. So then says that the Taizim of a Kaman that says you can mechalik in what's called the Shinoi Legabe Karban to what's called the Shinoi Legabe Gzela. But the Arsameach that we mentioned and the Chazainish in Bavakama, it's Simon Yitzayin Eischof, were mechavim to the same Teretz. And they want to say Yisayin that Shinoi is only works when it's not chalach alois psul. Now, it's bad misamikat shtelzach. The Gemara says in Bavakama samach vavam abay is gonav tlev and nasa ayel nasa shinoi biyodav ikonai. If you steal a tlev, becomes an ayel, it's a shinoi. Now we don't find by Esnan such a thing, that if you give the Isha Tleh, that when it becomes an Ayil, you could be makdish it as a carbon. So Taina the Achrayim, no. Once it's Chalach Aleis Psul, then the Shina is not going to mefkir the Psul anymore. But the Pshat is that the Chitim, and the Anovim, and the Zaysim, v'chuli, they're not roi to be makiv on the Mizbech. So Mamela, since they're not roi to be makiv on the Mizbech, if you don't hold the Shini on like Beis Shammai, so the Pshat is, it's roi if you process them. So Mamela, they become an Esnat. It's not roi unless you do a shinoi. So Mela, it's never chalach aleis psul. Mashenkin, once it's chalach aleis psul, everyone's masking machine wouldn't help. So you could cheshem now pizet, it could be the vlad, then once it's chalach aleis psul, would be worse than shinoi. But I'm not going to get into that. Just to answer the ksaisis kasha. So Tainin, the arsameach, and the chazenish, so Lefize, you can learn up the Gemara and Avodah Zarah like this, that the Ikka Chilik isn't that the Leid is not a Shinoi. Avodah the Leid is a big Shinoi. But the Gemara earlier here in Temurah Daf Yud Aleph says that Kedusha could be Chal on the Uber. If you Makdish the Uber as a carbon, it could be Chal a Kedusha on the Uber. Mashenkin, if you Makdish Chitim or Anovim and that, it's not Chal. It's not Chal a Kedusha's Haguf on these things, because they're not Roy. They're not Roy for Menachas yet. But in an Uber, it could be Chal. So when the Gemara says, Mikara Behema Ashta Behema, the Gemara wasn't saying it's not a Shinoi. Taiz and the Rosh hold it is a Shinoi. The Gemara is saying it's not called Eina Roy to be a carbon. An Uber is considered a Dove that's Roy to be a carbon, because it's a Behema. So Oiva Zoi, if it's called Roy to be a carbon because it's a Behema, and Dashu Dachidema Pei, so even when the Shinoi of Leida occurs, it's too late. It was chal already at chalais psul esnan on the uba because it's roi to be a carbon. So avada legabe gneva, which is not telling that bechlal, it is a shinoi. But legabe esnan, if you're going to say that when you give the esnan something which is roi to be a carbon and it's chal chalais psul, then shinoi wouldn't help. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that an uba is called roi to be a carbon. So now it's chal chalais psul, the shinoi of the lady wouldn't help. That's the Arsameach and the Chazush's Teretz on the Ksaisis Kasha. And now let's go Vaita. Like we said, the Gemara is a Machloikis by a Vlad Shreifa. A Shreifa is a Psul carbon. And a Vlad Shreifa, the Chacham say, is kosher, and for a carbon, or Blazer says it's Asur. And the Gemara says, if you hold a Shreifa is Yolda, then you could say the Machloikis is by Nitchifol B'Saif Ibra, and the Machloikis is if a Zev is a Garim is Asur and Mutter. And like we mentioned from the Minchas Baruch, here, Lekuli Alma, the Vlad Trefa Be'etzim, would have the din of the Trefa, even if you're going to say a Vlad Nirvas, or a Vlad Nevad, by Nirvu Ul B'Saif Ibru, or Nevad Ul B'Saif Ibru, wouldn't have the din Bechlal, because you learn out from Esnan, that you have the din of Heim V'Loi V'Ladei Seim, but that would only apply for Psulei Karbin, Trefa, which is also an Isser, by Chulin, there would be a din of Yaitzim and a Tamei Tamei, and if not for the din of Zev Zegayrim, it would be Asir. And then the Gemara says, if Trefis ain't a Yoldam, so then you can have the case by Ibru B'Saif Nitchefa, and the Shail is if Ubi Yerech Imai, and the Trefa will become, the Vlad Trefa will become Tref because of the din of Ubi Yerech Imai, Rav Latzer Rav Lez would hold, or Rabban would hold Ubi Lav Yerech Imai. So the other Gemara discusses, what's the din by a Ephraich, a bird that comes from an egg that comes from a female bird that was a trefa. At first, the Gemara wanted to say that lekuli alma is aser, because even if you hold uber as lav yerech imai, that's only an uber which is a separate entity which happens to be in the mother, so it's considered a separate thing, uber lav yerech imai. But an egg in a hen, it's not a hen, here it would be like a tar or bnei yena, but an egg in a mother bird, that's mamish gufei. That's Megufa the Tarnagalta Karavyam, that Lekuli Alma would be Asur. So you would not be able to bring the bird that comes from that egg as a carbon. But the Gemara Lemaisa's Maskon is the opposite. That even Rav Lez's Maida, the Gemara brought a Braisa. And why is that? Because the Uber comes straight from the mother. Hashem Kain, the chick, the bird, when does it grow? L'chi Mishrecha, v'chi Yishrecha Afra Ba'almahu. At first it becomes complete afar, and then it grows, so you don't see, it's not considered a hemshech from the mother bird. So even though the mother was a trefa, but then it was misrach, it became afar, so therefore it's not considered a yetzim and a trefa. And that's the Gemara's maskana. Now the Rif, towards the end of the third Beit in Chulin, brings his din even legabe achila. The din is that a beitza from a trefa, if you have a tarna goyilis that's a trefa, they're not allowed to eat the eggs. Beitza's trefa is also because it's a din of yetzim and a tamei tamei. We're learning now from Exeris the Kosev, a tmeim l'rabbis sirin v'roitfam, that if a tamei produces something, it's asr. But if a trefa, chicken, has an egg, and then this egg grows another chicken, zok derif it's mutter, because it says in the Gemara in Tmura, daf lamin aleph, that it's chimishrecha, v'chimishrecha, afra be'almahu, so memela, there'll be no din of yetzim and a tamei tamei in regard to the bird that comes from the egg. And that's Ipsak Halacha. It's in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Pei Vav. The Ramah brings a daya that you should be machmir, but the Shach is very bothered, the Paiskim are bothered. Why should you be machmir when it's a mefurish Gemara that it's mutter and that's what all the Paiskim hold? But there's a Rambam and in Chesanter Abchayim, we spoke about this also in Mechayrus Dav Zayin. The Rambam in Mechalos Asuris Perik Gimel Lachi and Aleph says, Efrich Shanoel Mi Beitz Es Trefim Mutter, She'ein minay tamei. Since the bird does not have a min tamei, and as if you'd have a non-kosher bird, meaning that the min is non-kosher, a vulture, an eagle, whatever it is, so then what will come out from it would be treif. But she'ein kein a beitz es treifa, the treifa doesn't have a min tamei, that's why the bird is not aser, it's mutter. And the Ravid says, why did the Rambam make up another tam? The Gemara says different time. The Gemara says la'emus kegav l'chikamisuch hamisuch afa balmahum. So why did the Rambam say another time? Because it's ein minay tamei. The Gemara says a time because the chimisuch afa balmahum. That's right. The Ravid Ashayla. So Reb Chaim Eifenart Hilchas Mechalas Asuris Perikum Lachin Aleph says he wants to say pshat in the Rambam. He says you find legabe the din of beitzes trefa. The Gemara discusses the concept of zev zegayim. If the beitza comes from both the zachar and the nekeva, and only the nekeva is trefa, so the Gemara discusses, do you have a heter of zev zeh goyrim? And Taisus asks, why are we discussing zev zeh goyrim when the mother's trefa and the father is not? What happened to another discussion which you have often, the din of chayshish and lezera av? In the fifth parak of Chulin, Aishav is benai, the Gemara has a riches about the shayla yuchayshin lezera av. Do you consider the chzera av to be part of the makeup of the vlad? So what's this Gemara discussing zev v'zegarim and that Gemara discussing chayshin lezera av? So Reb Chaim explains like this. He says zev v'zegarim is a kloliyistik of shayla. Whenever is a din of a garim that something is also because it's produced by something. So then when you have two things that produces it, one asr, one mutter, then you have the question of zev zeh goyrim. You find the shayla, let's say you have sarish shel truma and sarish shel chulin, that are mechametz and isa, so the question is zev zeh goyrim. Because if the sar is mechametz the isa, so it's considered like the sar is in the isa, like the sar produced the isa. If you have two goyrim, so it's a shayla, zev zeh goyrim, is it asr or mutter? So the shayla of zev zeh goyrim, asr or mutter, is when the isr comes because of something asr produces it. The shayla of chayshin zera av is a completely different shayla, zok Reb Chaim. The Gemara discusses it legabe four things. It's an ayin test in Chulin. One is legabe oisev es benoi. If you're not a shecht, the parent with the child the same day, does that include the father? And the Gemara discusses that, let's say the father is a chaya and the mother is a behema. Is the chayla of asr or mutter? Behema, the chayla is asr. A chaya, the chayla is mutter. What if a cat? If the mother is a chaya and the father is a behema, would that asr the chayla because chayshin zera av? Or do you say no? Ain chayshin zera av and the chayla is mutter because the mother is a chaya. And who would then legabe matnas kuna? If the mother is a chaya, there's no din zreil chayim v'keva by a chaya, only by a behema. If the mother is a chaya, the father is a behema, is there a din matnas kuna? And conversely, is there a din of kisei hadam? If a kair, a chaya has a din of kisei hadam, a behemoth does not. Is there a din of kisei hadam? He says, all these things is not the pshat of yetzim and a tamei tamei. It's nothing to do with producing anything. Even the question of chelev, it's not because it's produced by a behemoth that whose chaylev is aset, the chaylev is aset. Nothing to do with that. The whole animal is produced by the behema. The question is, what is it? What min is it? Is it a behema? Is it a chaya? And by Yosef es benoi, is this the parent or not? In other words, what's its yichus? There's the question. By behemoth, is the father considered a parent? Is the father considered the progenitor of the animal? So the question is, what min? The pshat is whoever the parent is, that's what the child is. You want to know if it's a chay or behemoth. So the question is the father also nichol in the equation? Is it a chay or a behemoth? So it's nothing to do with zev is a gayim. That's not the point. Zev is a gayim is when the isser nemsach because of the gayim, so then the shayla is you have two gayim, one asr, one mutter. Is it asr because it has a gayim isser, or is it not because it's not the only gayim? But Chayshel Zer'av is discussing the min. What is the min? Is it a chay? Is it a behemah? Is it a kevis? The other question is the father go into the equation of what min it is? So that's why the Gemara that discusses Beitzes Treva Tanya Reb Chaim doesn't bring in Chayshel Zer'av. That's not Negeya. The reason why Beitzes Treva is also because Yetzim and Atami Tami. And Mamela, when there's two Gairimim, so then one's Treva, one's not. So then Zeshayla was ever Zegairim. So Zogt Reb Chaim, our Gemara is explaining why you don't have the din, Kain of Yetzim and Atami Tami, that the Paslus or the Isser of the parent should go on the child out sedin of yetzim and atame tame. Hazati Gemara, that's not called yetzim and atame, because since it was mishrach and became afra ba'alma, so mainly you lose the tayrus yetzim and atame tame. But the Rambam wants to explain another thing, because when you have a bird that comes from a oif tame, so the bird is not only asr because of yetzim and atame tame, like Reb Chaim points out, but that you wouldn't get malchus. The bird is asur because it is a min tame. Says the Gemara in Becharis Davav talks about, let's say you have a camel that gave birth to a cow. Gemara learns that from a pasuk that it's asur. He says, the isur is not only because of yetzim and atame tame. It's more than that. It's a min tame. Because since its parent was a gomel, it is a gomel. It's a min tame. So oy bezaitain have been again that isur, that the bird that's coming from an oif tamei is a min tamei, even if it looks tarah to you. Like if it would happen to be that a raven could give birth to a yena, the yena would be considered a min tamei because its parent is an oif. And you wouldn't say the svara that it was misrach and its govlin's afra ba'alma fine. That's when you need the din of yetzim and a tamei tamei. You need that the issa comes because it was caused by a davar asur. So that you don't have. But forget, since its parent is Tamei, it is Tamei. So the Rambam says that Efrek Shanoel mi Beitzes Treifa Mutter She'ein Minay Tamei, he's coming to explain a different thing. Why it's not Asa Mitzadid in the Vyetzim and Tamei Tamei, that's the Gemara's Tam. But since Amos like a Govim Shem Mishuch, Yem Mishuch, Harfa Ba'almu, it's not a Yetzim and a Tamei. But why isn't it Asa? Because it should blive a Min Tamei, because its parent is Tamei. Of that's why the Rambam says she'ain minay tamei, because its parent is not tamei. It's treif, not be'etzim, but be'mikra. It happens to have a treifus in it, but it's not like a min tamei. So male, there's no such thing as a min treifus. That's what the Rambam's saying. So kumdes, you don't have a kasha. The Ravitz kasha. Why did the Rambam say the Gemara's tam? The Rambam was bevarning a different problem. The Gemara was bevarning the problem of yetzim and tamei, and that the answer is. Now the Rambam is bevarning, why is it asa stam? Because Torah Shanel min atame is asa be'etzim, it's a min tame. That's why the Rambam has to realize, it's not a min tame, it won't have the din of asa mitzad the min. That's Reb Chaim's teretz on the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Temurah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
We're learning Maseches Temurah, Daf Lamed Aleph. This is the second shiur on the blot. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph, from an Aleph, towards the bottom. The Gemara is going on Rabbi Chanina ben Atignais, which is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing what's the din with the Suri Mizbeach, what's the din with the Vlodais. The Mishnah had said, Kol Asur Lagab Mizbeach Vlodaisein Mutarin. At all the Suri Mizbeach, the Vlad is Mutar. We discussed this at length in the previous year. So Rabbi Chanina ben Atignais is saying a new thing. Ksheri Sheyonka Minat Trefa Psulim Elagab Mizbeach. Even though the Vlodais are Mutar, but if you have a kosher which was yainik from a treifa, her mother was a treifa, the mother cow was a treifa, and this Vlad was yainik from the treifa, she drank treifa milk, psulim elagab mizbeach, it becomes possible. So I wanted to know why. Why did Chanina ben Atignais hold that because the cow, the calf, nursed the milk from a treifa cow, why is it possible from the Mizbeach? So Gemara says, if it's because it got fat with treifa milk, if you're going to say that, so you're going to tell me that if you fed a calf, the kashinim that belong to avedizara, the plants, the animal food, you're going to say it's also Rashi had brought a Gemara earlier, which is Mashma, that as long as the calf wasn't Muksa for Avei Dezara, Fini Kashina Avei Dezara doesn't make it Asir. Elatani Abchanina Trita Kamen Derab Yechanan Kagan Shinika Cholav Resech Mishachris L'Shachris. It gave it to drink hot milk every morning. Hoyal V'yachol Lamanol Meis L'Eis. Rashi teaches that since this is all the nourishment that the animal needs, even if it happened to eat other food, but this food was enough for it, this was all the nourishment that it needed, that's why it becomes aser. There's actually another pshat, an interesting pshat from the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam, that he learned that it meant while, during the Me'es L'Eis, after it nursed, so it has inside of it right now, wasn't yet digested, the Chol of Trefa, that's what Chanina ben Atignais held, was possible to gather Mizbeach. According to the Rambam, it's not because the cow was kol gdilasim imena, like Rashi says. It's not because the calf was be'ikr grown up on this milk. It's because the milk is there now. If the treifa milk is still in the digestive system of the calf, that's Rabbi Chanina ben Atignais holds it's also to gather Mizbeach. And the Rambam doesn't pass Rabbi Chanina ben Atignais. But Rashi, and we'll see Taisus also, holds that the Yisayna Dover is that it had enough milk, Chalav Trefa, that this milk alone could sustain it, and that's considered like it is a product of that milk. And that's why it's possible to get the Mizbeach. So Taisa says, V'hu adin, because she avet is kechavim, im achal kol yamel, shekid lasim en shuasa, even though the Gemara before said, B'lashin Tamiya, if you're going to feed the kashina v'dezara, you're going to say it's aser. But by kashina v'dezara also, if it ate the kashina v'dezara and its main growth was from kashina v'dezara, it's also going to be aser. And then Taisus says, ulefum riyata afilu lehedyit. That means Taisus is mesupik. Ulefum riyata means l'chaira, even lehedyit, if the calf ate kashina v'dezara kol yamel, it's aser. Now there is a kasha, the Biyar Agro, which we'll get to in Simon Samach in Yerideya, asks the Shaila, what was Taisa's suffix? There's a Gemara in Avei Dezara Daf Memtes that brings down about a cow that eats Kashina Avei Dezara and says that the reason why it's not Asabano is because it's Zev Zegarim. It's titled in the Machlokes if Zev Zegarim is Asur or Zev Zegarim is Mutter. Seemingly the Gemara's Maskana is that we paskin Zev Zegarim is Mutter and therefore it's Mutter. So l'chayr, the mashmayis advarim is that if there's no zev zegarim, if all it ever ate was kashin avay dezara, so l'kuliyam will be aser. So there's a gemara in avay dezara daf memtes, which says that the heter of a cow eating kashin avay dezara is zev zegarim mutter, and now l'chayr is mashmaklar that if all it ate was kashin avay dezara and there's no zev zegarim, it will be aser. So what's taisa safik? So you could answer, before we get to the guy, in the Prechadash holds halacha l'maisa, that even if a behema only ate kashina avei dezara its whole life, it's mutter. Prechadash is there in Simon Samach in Yerideya. Because he brings Rashi that says that when you have a walnut of Arla that grew a tree, It's called Zev v'Zeh Goyim because you have the walnut and you have the karka. So that's Zev v'Zeh Goyim. So who in an animal, he says, doesn't only come from food. It has other things which sustain it. All its food was asa, but the other things that sustain an animal. So now it would be called Zev v'Zeh Goyim. That's how the Prichadish passes halacha l'maisa. But he brings that Taisus there argues in Rashi. Taisus says that Zev v'Zeh Goyim has to be in the same inyan. If all its food was asa, that's not Zev v'Zeh Goyim. Just because something else was mutter. But you could learn that maybe that's what Taisus is masupik here. That maybe even if all the its food was asur, but since there were other things that sustained the animal, which are mutter, so that might be called Zev v'Zeh Goyim. Now Taisus could hold that Zev v'Zeh Goyim means if all its food, meaning in that min, that particular type of sustenance, it's all asur, that's not called Zev v'Zeh Goyim. But that could be the suffix of Taisus. But the Goyim says a different thing. The Gaon says that in this particular case, the animal did eat other things. It just was yainik the chalav shachris the shachris, and the Gemara's lashon is ha'el v'chayel lamed lam me'es la'es, which means Rashi learns that that alone is enough to sustain it. But it happened to have eaten other things also, so that could be a shaila. That could be a shaila if that's maybe only l'gvaya with machmir. When it just drank the milk every morning, but it happened to eat other things, it had enough from the milk alone to sustain it, but it happened to have other things, that the Mishnah here says, L'gvayetz aser, that wouldn't be called Zev v'Zeh Goyim, but could be lehedyet, that would be mutter, it wouldn't be aser unless it only ate kashin evay desara, didn't eat anything else at all, and then it would be aser because there is no Zev v'Zeh Goyim b'chay gavno. That's how the Goyim learns. So the guy is naming on that Hapshita, if all it ate was Kashina Avedazara, it would be Aser. That's not called Zev v'Zeh Goyim. The suffix of Taisus is, if it ate enough Kashina Avedazara that it could survive on the Kashina Avedazara alone, but it happened to eat other things also, is that called Zev v'Zeh Goyim? Now, this all comes in Simen Samach Kusad Ramah. The Ramah says, in Simen Samach, Behemish in Isvatma Medvarim Asur Muteris, if a Behema was fattened up with treif for food, it's mutter. Avam loynis bad nekoyim erak with dvarim asurim asura. But if it was fattened up its whole life only with dvarim asurim, it's asur. And the Dakimesha says the makar is from Avataisis. He brings the Mardechai that says not that way. The Mardechai says the discussion is if Yisrael could feed his cow kashine chuma, and the Rishonim say Elashin, the Gemara says he can't, and the Rishonim say Elashin because you can't. A czar can't use chuma, not only if he can't eat the chuma, but he can't have a nor shel kilui, but he brings that someone said that the isser is because the cow is going to be nispatim from the chuma, so it'll be asa to eat the cow. But he says, no. There's nothing wrong if it's nispatim from macholos asuris. So he says the machlekes, the Mardechai holds it could, but Taisus holds it can't, and that's why there are more paskins like Taisus said it's asur, but he says only if it's nispatim makol yamer akvidvarim asurim. If it was a svat medvarim asurim, but it did eat other things also, then it's mutter, because that's already like Zev v'Zeh Goyim. But the Shach and Kama other paiskim there argue on the Ramah, and they say it's not a raya from the Gemara Nevei Dezara, because the Gemara Nevei Dezara is discussing Isuri Hanah. So by Isuri Hanah, there's a word that when Isuri Hanah go and create something else, that also is Asa, because that came from Isuri Hanah, so it gets the same din as Isuri Hanah. It, using it is getting Hanah from the Isuri Hanah. Mashekev is just Macholos Asuris, and now the Macholos Asuris when Ishtanu, they're not there anymore, they got digested in the animals, a different Metzias now, so Mehechet Hesa, that would be Asa. And the Shachman's Kama Makaris to this, if Ahetta says it, the Brichadish brings down the Piske Taisis. It says a Lashin, K'sheir Shiyankim and a Treif of Psulim is Be'ach of K'sheir Lehedyot. So why would the Piske Taisis say that? That it's Psul Legvay K'sheir Lehedyot. When Taisis says, L'fum Riyata is Zasra Afil Lehedyot. So Zak the Brichadish, because Taisis is Tum Mekashine Avedis Kechavim. That's Isuri Hanah. There he says, for me, it does us a feel lehedyet. But Isuri Achila, that we mutter lehedyet. The Shach brings down the Aguda, which is Klar Mashmiller Taisus away. The Aguda says like this. The Aguda is one of the Rishonim. He says, Shayon Kachol of Risech Mishachus of Shachus, Hail Vachol Dilea Mitrefus is Aser. Upirshu with Taisus, who didn't lahen yet Aser Behema, Shakol Dilea Meissa Kagoin, Mekashine Avedis Kamakyetsubazeh. Why didn't he dafke say, when he's talking about Hegid, he switches to Kashin Avedis Kechavim, and Taisus is not 100% clear. Because Taisus starts off with Kashin Avedis Kechavim for Gevaya. Because I guess he wanted to say, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Elamei Ata, Ochel Kashin Avedis Kechavim, Hachanami Dasirim, he wanted to say, but now that we're saying that it's Och, that it was Yonka, Mishachus or Shachus, who think Kashin Avedis are when it's Kol Yomei will be also the Gevaya? And then he says, well, for me, it's Tafila Hedya, but it's not Tafka going back only in Kashin Avedis Zara. But that good is a little bit more clear. Because that good is says that by Gvaya, if she's young, Kimi Trefa, call your male, so it's also the Gvaya. And that Isis says that who would in the Hedya of the Hema, which had all its sustenance from Kashin Avedis Zara, is Osir. Why didn't he say the case of the milk of the Trefa? So the Shach wants to tighten up. That by Macholas Asuris, you don't have such a din. By Macholas Asuris, once it's Nishtana, even if the behemoth was Achla Macholas Asuris Kol Yomei, it's a different Metzias, it's Mutter. It's only by Suri Ano, we're there by Suri Ano, then there's a din. If Suri Ano produces something, like Lamash, you have a din of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. If you have wood of Suri Ano, and you bake bread with it, the bread is Asur. But that's only Suri Ano, because since the bread came from the Suri Ano. The Suri Ano produced the bread. So that's Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, Samamela. Whatever you gain from the Suri Ano, it's this, it becomes Asur Ba'ano. You have a sugi in Chulin, if you shechted with a knife of Avodah Zarah Ukadaima. Or if you, wove a beged with tools of Avodah Zarah. Mashengim HaMecholos Asuris, a lot of Achreinim hold, there's no such din. But the Ramah L'maisa Paskins there is, and the Gain is very much mitzadu like the Ramah, because he says the Sifri says, and when the Sifri talks about the heter of a Tahiru that was Yonka from a Trefa, he says, the Sifri says, Yonka mi behemet tmei ima Tahiru. The Gain says it's meduyik, that if it was only Yonka from behemet tmei, so it's called Dulam be'isser, even by Macholas Asur, it should be also like the Ramah. So the Ramah holds that it's a machlokes rishonim even by macholas asuris, and he passes if it's kol yomel that it ate just treif for food, it's asur. And the Shach holds no, even the rishonim that asur is only by isuri hanah. And the pre-chadash passes even by isuri hanah, it's mutter, he passes it could be zev zegayir. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah that said, kol hakadoshim shenasu treifa ein pay dinaisa. If you have a carbon that becomes trefa, so now you can't bring it on the mizbech, you also can't be paid it. Shein paidim es a kachim machil on the klovim. There's a din, you can't be paid the kachim to give it to klovim to eat. Now I saw in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Mem Aleph that he says, it's not only a din if you weren't paid it, you can't be paid it afterwards, lachil on the klovim, once it's a trefa. The Mishnah only talks about a case where it became treif and you weren't paid it yet. And the Mishnah says you can't be paid it because since no one could eat it, it can only go for klovim. So you can't be paid it if all you're going to do afterwards is feed it for the klovim. But what if you were paid it already? Let's say you had a behema, a carbon that's a balmum, and you were paid it. And now it's paid already. And before you got a chance to shecht it, it died. Hazakta min chaschinach is mavur in kama places in Shas that you're not allowed to give it to klavim. You find the mashalim bavakama, nafnan aleph, it says that a bechor psulei mikdashim, a behemah psulei mikdashim. And that means even if there was a pidyon, someone owns a behemah which was psulei mikdashim sheniftu, if it falls into a bar, you're not mechuyif to pay for it because it says vameisi aloi, lemisha meish aloi. It's only if you could be nenef from the behemah after it dies. And psul mikdashim, you can't be nenef from it because ain't paid him as a kachim machil m'klavim. So you see, even after you paid it, you still can't give it to klavim. You see, the emphasis is you find this din by bechar also. That a bechar that dies, It's mevurim mesechtes b'chayris. You can't do anything with it. You have to bury it for the same din. So it's not only that you can't be paid it. The pshat is you can't give it to the klavim after the p'diyah also. Now the Minchas Chinuch also says there that it's partial that the pinyon doesn't work. And nafgemina, because the behemoth itself is going to be us no matter what, but nafgemina, that the money's not going to become kaddish. He says it's pashit, and it's lenitinli kasev mireb shitusai. I saw in the Masifti Gemara that our Sameach holds not the way. Our Sameach and Uchas Chama Sumatza. It's a long shtickle. I didn't get a chance to see it. But he names on that you could transfer the Kedusha onto the mice. It's only a din that you can't use it after the pidyon. But the Minchas Chinuch is saying the two dinim. One is that a pidyon can't be chal. And second, even if there was a pidyon already, but you can't be Michael at Leklovim. Now, Taisis in Mechayis Daf Lamed Beis, he also speaks about it in Zvachim Daf Ayin Aleph. He asks the Kasha, because the Gemara is Mavur, it's a Machlekes there in Mechayis Beshamei Beisil, but Beisil holds that you're allowed to feed a Bechar Balmum, you're allowed to feed it to a guy. It's Machlekes Beshamei Beisil, Beisil holds, you're allowed to feed it to a guy. Now, the din of Ein Paidim is Kachim Achil Leklovim, means who then for a guy? Because if you could be paid it to feed it to a guy, so what's wrong with treifa? You don't have to give it to a dog. You can give it to a guy. The Teretz says, Gayim is also included. It means it has to be Achilles Yisrael. So for Ektaisis, how does it stim? Beisol says, a Bechara Balmum, you could feed to a guy. So Taisis says that it's only if it's a treifa and a yid cannot eat it, then you're not allowed to do anything with it. You can't feed it to a guy, you can't feed it to a dog, you can't do anything with it, it's asur b'hana. But if it's a kasher behema, and a yid could eat it, so who would then a guy could eat it, who would then he could give it to a dog? There's no problem of ein paidim as kachim achim l'klavim. It's only if the kachim doesn't have a heter l'Yisrael, then it can't have a heter for klavim or for nachrim. But once it has a heter for Yisrael, he could do what he wants with it. He could give it to a guy. He could give it to a dog. And this is really gepaskim halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shinvav legabei a bechara balmum. If you happen to have a bechara today, which they didn't sell to a guy, so it was a had kedushas bechara, and then it got a mum. So Shulchan Aruch says, you light a shecht it once it has a mum, as long as you know for sure it's a good mum. And the Shulchan Aruch says that once you shechted it, you could give it to a guy. And the Ramah says, who would then you could give it to your dog? This is Yerideya Simin Shinvav Sifhei. The Shach brings the Marshal that says that L'maisa Midarabanan, because of Bizayin Kachim, you shouldn't give it to the guy, like sell it to a guy. Only you can invite him to eat with you. Or by a dog also, you shouldn't make it into dog food. You give the dog the scraps. Now, Al-Kobanim, in Shulchan Aruch, it says this, Chalik that Taisa says, in Zvachim Nafayin Aleph, and other places, that once it's mutter to a yid, you could give it to a guy and a dog. L'maisa, the Shach brings Kamri Shainan that a mechalik in this between a guy and a dog, because Beisil only matters to a guy. The Ran, in Chulin, in the fourth parak, in the beginning of the fourth parak, and the Rashba there, and the Ramban, and also the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Nesiv Chach Chelek Beis, the Shach brings it all down, that says it's dafka to a guy that's mutter, to a dog there's an iser, even if a yid could eat it. I say it's two things. There's an iser of paidim esakachim achil meklavim, which applies even to give it to a guy. And that's not usir when it's roi to a yid. But the din of not to be meichel at leklavim, that's a din even when it's roi to a yid. And the Shach says that you should be machmir, like this sheet is Rishonim, even though the Ramah Paskins, Bestimus, not like that. So Bekitzah, we mentioned that this din of Ein Payim, Skashim, Chilim, Leklavim, is even after you pay that you can't be Michael at Leklavim. And we mentioned that Nichol, this din of Ein Payim, Skashim, Chilim, Leklavim, is that the Pidyon is not Chal, at least that's what Minchas Chinuch names on, that the Mais is not even Kaddish. And we mentioned the third thing, that if you were paid it to be Michael at Yisrael, then, according to Taisis, it could be Michael at the Klavim and Goyim, and that's how there are more Paskins, but other Rishayim hold only to Goyim, not to Klavim. Klavim are also no matter what. And the Shach brings down such a Chumrah. Now, the Gemara says on this, Minani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Tizvach v'loi Giza, v'chalta v'loi l'klavecha, v'asa v'loi cholav. Three drushes. Tizmach v'legiza, that by psulim mikdashim, you can't shear them, and you can't shear off the wool. V'chaltav lo l'klavecha, that your dogs can't eat it. And basa v'lechalav, you can't have, drink the milk of the psulim mikdashim. Mikan she'em b'inim z'kajim achil m'klav, and that's the first b'aisa. But ikadami tizmach v'chaltav ein l'chavem heter l'mishazvicha v'elech, that you learn that from tizmach v'chaltav, that you can't have any heter in this carbon, except after the Shechita, so that would automatically mean that the Giza and the Cholav are Asir. But once you shecht it, Kesava paid him as a kach machil m'klavim. I say so the word Shechita is lavdafka, it means that Michayim, like Rashi explains, Michayim he can't have any heter, but la'acha misi he could have heter, this Bryce holds paid him as a kach machil m'klavim. So there's a taisis in Bechayis daf chafhei, and it's also Me'ila daf yud beis, which says a chiddush, because Taisus is medayik in the Gemara in Bechayis Daf Chafhei, that you're only not allowed to be gazes the psulim mikdashim after the pinyon, but once the hair falls out, or if someone else is gazes, you're allowed to have enough from the hair midaraisa. There's an issa to be gazes kachin, it says, loisave bechayis sherech, loisogas bechayis senecha, there's an issa to be gazes it, to shear off the hair, but if it's kachin, he can't really have an orphan here either because it's kachim, it's me'ila. But psulim mikdashim, Taisha says that mivur in the Gemara midaraisi, you could have an orphan here. Just midarabanan, you can't. Mashenkin cholav, Taisha says a raya from the Gemara b'chayris davavim and beis that you can't drink the milk. It's not only an issur to milk the behemoth kachim, but you can't drink the milk either. Because the Gemara brings a raya, the Gemara says, how do you know that Cholav is mutter? Maybe Cholav is also because it's Yaitzah from Evim and Achai, who is dam neck of an Asa Cholav. How do you know that Cholav is mutter altogether? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya that since you see by Psulim Mekdashim, it says, Basa V'loi Cholav, Vaistai said, normally Cholav is mutter, otherwise you wouldn't need a drasha Basa V'loi Cholav. So you learn that from this Pasuk that Cholav is mutter. If you're going to say that the Yisayin, that by Psulim Mikdashim, the Pasuk's not telling you that the Cholav's Asur. The Pasuk's just telling you now that it milk it, so it has no shakas to the Cholav being Asur or Mutter. It has to do with the Isser of milking the animal. Vice days from that Gemara that no, that the Gemara is saying that the Cholav is Asur. So come days is a chilik. By Giza, Tizmach v'lay Giza, the Giza is Mutter. The Yisayin of the Pasuk is to tell you there's an Isser to be Giza is the animal. That's telling you that the Cholav is Asur. So Taisus asks, why should it be different? So Taisus says, Pashit, because Tizbach is a Maisa that you're doing. Tizbach, Shechtit. Do that Maisa of Shechita, V'loi Giza, not another Maisa of Bengezes it. But it's not telling you that the Giza is Asur. It's telling you you can't do the Maisa of Giza. It says you should eat the meat, v'loi cholav, and you can't drink the milk. It's not talking about a maisa in chaylevit, it's talking about what you can eat. You can eat the meat, but not something else, not the milk. So male, that's why the cholav is aser. The maisa the Marit al-Ghazi says that according to the second braisa, it would sound like the giza is aser until you shecht it, because eilech b'mhetel m'shazvicha ve'elech. It would sound like the whole Isser is Mechayim, but once it's shechted, it's Mutter, but that would sound like the Giza is Asur when it's alive, and it's Mutter when it's shechted. And it's a little bothered, how does Taisus know that the first Lashon is arguing on the second Lashon in this Prat? The Brisker Rav, in the Chedushei Maran Riza Levi al Rambam, in Ilchus Bechayris, it's on Daf Nun Hei of the Sefer, he brings that his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, was medayik in the Rambam Nilchus Bechayris, Perigim Alocha Yir Aleph, that says, Kol tsemesh nigzu menu kushu chai, hereyu osu bahano, shari oisit tsemesh nashu menu mechayim bisuri oimed. It's mashman that Rambam, that there's a din de raisa, that the giza doesn't become mutter until it's shechted. And the Brisker Rav explains it, that the Yisayin Davar is that the Issa Kodesh stays on the Behema after the Pinyon until the Shechita. That's the Yisayin. I mean, that's the Lashon of the Braisa. The problem is the Gemara says that this Braisa holds Ein Paidim that Paidim is Kachim Achil Maklavim, and we pass in Ein Paidim is Kachim Achil Maklavim, but Al-Kapanim, the Braisa says, Ein Lachetel Meshazvicha Ve'elech. He says, the Rambam's Nusach is, that it remains usher until the shechita. To say that the Issa Kodesh is there until the shechita. So Mela, that's why, even though the shechita has no shaykhis to the Giza, but the Giza will remain usher until the shechita, will have the Issa Kodesh. Taisus held there wasn't shaykh such a thing. Then how could the shechita be mati the Giza even after its nigzas? That's what Taisus names on, Azay Dachsech, that since the Gemara is mavur, that what's the Giza that was taken off before the shechita becomes mutter, Havaisis was always mutter, it's only asim in the Rabbanan. But the Briski Rav is learning in the Rambam that it has an Isser Kodesh until the shechita. So that's why the shechita is mati the Giza even afterwards. That's how the Middle Gazi also learns according to this Braisa, Ein Lech Bel Mishazvicha Ve'elech. Here in the Ksavim of the Briski Rav, he's medayik the lashon of the Rambam, and the Rambam Hilchas Meila Perik Aleph Halacha Tes says that behemis hektish and afal b'mum v'niftis einim materis begiza v'avoida v'rei b'sura ashet ishachet. A behemis hektish that a mum that you were poida is not muta begiza v'avoida and it's b'sura ashet ishachet nishchad achet b'dyayna hutshu b'achila. What's the kiddush nishchet ha'achet p'dyayin ha'hutcher b'achila? In any way, it's anyway no heter achila until it's shechted. What's the kiddush if it's nishchet ha'achet p'dyayin ha'hutcher b'achila? The kiddush is that until the shechita is not mutter b'achila, anyone can't be mutter b'achila beforehand. Hazak the Biskarov, what the Rambam is saying is that it's not only has an issa of evim and achai before the shechita, it has an issa kiddush before the shechita. It has all the suri hektish even after the pidyon until the shechita. So that's why he says, nishchata achar opinion, then it's hutcher b'achila. In other words, that's when the Issa Kodesh is paka. Just here, he's bothered with the problem. So, where did Gemara see in this braisa that ein lech heter el mishasvich ve'elech, where do you see that he holds podium as a kachem machil m'klovim? Why don't you say that if you don't have a shechita hamateris, so it retains its Issa Kodeshim? Why can't that be the pshat and the braisa? He lives at Sarachian. But al kol panim, Taisus names on that the Issa Giza is only an Issa to be gezes, but the Giza itself means the raisa is mutter, even mechayim. Vashenk in the Biskarov is medayik in the Rambam that no, it has all the Issa of kachim, the Giza, just like if there wouldn't be a pidyon of either the Giza zasir, it's hektish. So the Issa kedish is there until the shechita. So Mechaim, it would be Asami deraisa, the Giz would be Asami deraisa, it only becomes Mutter by the Shechita. Now the Rambam is mashmit the whole thing of Cholav altogether. The Rambam leaves out the Basa V'loi Cholav. So the Chavetz Chaim, in the Lekutei Halachas, he wants to say that the Rambam was Kailit. He says, Harehu b'Yisur Achi Yishachet. Lefina B'Skirav, it's good. You don't have to make a special mention of the Issa of Cholov. Once you're saying that you have the Issa Hektish until the Shechita, so Avada the Cholov also, whatever is Nichol in the Issa of Hektish, Sai the Giza, Sai the Cholov, is going to be Issa until the Shechita. By the Giza, you had to mention that there's an Issa still to be Geizes. That's another Issa. It's not an Issa Anah. There's an Issa Gziz, like Sogas Bechar Tzenecha. That's why he mentioned the din of Giza Va'avaida. But Cholav, he didn't have to mention. He said there's an Issa Hektish. This is Mechazik, the Diyik of the Briski Rav, that the Issa Giza is an Issa Deraisa before the Shechita. Then you could say that Cholav also is an Issa Deraisa before the Shechita, and the Ram didn't have to mention it. That's all Nichol Nehehu B'Yisura Ashet Yishachet. And Nishchita is Hutcher B'Achila. The Issa Kodesh is Paka by the Shechita. Avada, before the Shechita, there'd be an Issa to be Nen, aside from the Giza and aside from the Cholav. Lefi Taisus, you have to say no. It's a bezunder issa to drink the cholov of psulim mikdashim. Avada the Rambam would have to read it ice. Lefi Taisus, there is no issa on the Giza. The psul kaidish is paka. There's just an issa to be geizes. The loisogas is an issa to be geizes psulim mikdashim, and there's an issa to drink the cholov of psulim mikdashim. There wouldn't be a teretz on the shmatas Rambam then. Now another nekuda, the issa cholov. The way we're learning, Rafalafi the Rambam, like we said, that doesn't bring the Issa Cholav, and it's just Stamadin, because the Issa Kodesh is still there, so Stamadin of being Nana from Hektish, and even Lefi Taisus, it's an Issa to drink the Cholav, but there's no Issa then to be Chaylev. There's an issa to be glazes. That's a din of loisogas b'charet senecha, and that also applies to psulim mikdashim, because they're not yet mutta b'gizah v'avay, the tizbach v'loi giza. But there's no issa then to be chaylev. But the Rebbeinu Gershom here, and also b'charet davav, he says, the also lachlev v'kachim d'haynu avayda, that the issa chalav, that's an issa of avayda. The chayr is a big chiddush that chalav should be called aveda. Meicha teisa min chaylev is called aveda. The chayr the aveda, sunom leches chayshev is bothered by this. Aveda the chayr means that the behem is doing an aveda. That's the issa of loisavid. You can't have a behem as kachim do an aveda. But when you chaylev the behem, the chayr the behem is not doing an aveda b'chlal. And Benny Gershman says the same. The chayr is the avav. Be'emesin it's also agay smart chay in Shabbos. The guy Smarche is going on, it's in the 16th parak of Shabbos, he's going on the din that you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a guy, a behema daki you're allowed to sell. Why are you not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a guy? Because the guy does malacha with it, and the selling is exeria that you might rent it, or you might try it out. But behema daka, there's no malacha, so in mail there's no exeria about renting, there's no problem with shvisas behemtai. By behem agasa, if you sell a behem agasa to a guy, you might rent, there'll be a problem, a shvises behemte, he's gonna do malacha. So the shalmi asks the kasha, by behem adaka also, he's gonna be gazes it, or he's gonna take the milk. If it's a sheep, he'll take off the wool. If it's a goat, he'll take the milk. There could be giza and chalav in a behem adaka. So why isn't it asa to sell a guy behem adaka? So the shalmi says, because the behem is not doing any work. And that's the chayr pashib shat. There's no, the behem is bechal not doing a malacha. So there's nothing wrong if a guy is geizes or chaylev of behemah of a yid. That's not a problem with shvises behemdei. Shvises behemdei is when the behemah does a malacha. But the guy is marecha asks a kasha, so why is it aser to do giza v'chalev of psulim mikdashim? You see the behemah is doing a malacha. So you see he's nending on, similar to the Rabbeinu Gershom, that giza v'chalev is an issur that the behemah is doing a malacha. But l'chayr it's shver, l'chayr the behemah is not doing any malacha. There's also a Taisus Chitzenius that the Shita Mekabetzis brings in Becharis Daf Tezvav, that the Gemara never explains how you know you can't do malacha with Psulim Mikdashim. It says you can't be Gezes, you can Giza, you can't do Cholav, you can't be Machal Aklavim, but what about doing Aveda? So the Shita Mekabetzis brings a Taisus Chitzenius that says if you can't do Giza, so who then you can't do malacha? Because it's the same thing. Aveda is the same thing as Giza. L'chayr is a bissel shvei, the same problem. Giza is not really malacha. L'chayr is a different isser. There's isser malacha meaning doing avayit that the behem is doing the malacha. But again, you find Kamri Shainim saying the same thing. The Tayis Kitzainis and L'chayr is after Zvav. There have been a Gershom here by Chaylev. The guy is Mardechai in Shabbos. There's a Sefer Mekar Baruch. He was asked about this by the Tekanes Ezra. Mekar Baruch's in Chaylek Aleph Simcha Vav. He says a varit that not the pshat that giza and chalav are a malacha, but the isser of giza and chalav is because you might do malacha with it. He says you find such a thing that you can have an isser deraisa that's kind of like a gzeira. Like you find the Kesef Mishnah says that the isser to cook basa b'chalav is because you might eat it. It's kind of like a gzeira that you might eat it. As does the Kesef Mishnah. The real isser is to eat it and the cooking it is because you might come to eating it. Well, you find the Medrash says that the Isser for a Nazir to eat Chatzanim and Zagim is to keep further away from wine. It's like a Gzeira to wine. So that's the Pshat that Giza, not the Pshat that Giza and the Chalav are a Malacha, but the Torah asked the Giza and Chalav, they're like an Aveda because like a Gzeira, like a Chaka that you shouldn't do Aveda with the Behema. So that's the Chiddush. And now let's start the seventh Perek. The Mishnah says, Yesh B'Kachim Izbech She'em B'Kachim B'Edek HaBayis, the Yesh B'Kachi B'Edek HaMayis, She'em B'Kachi Mizbech. The Mishnah is going into all the things that have a din by Kachi Mizbech, by Kedush Saguf, which don't apply to Kachi B'Edek HaMayis, and all the Chumris that you have by Kachi B'Edek HaMayis, which don't apply to Kachi Mizbech. I think what goes into it, Kachi Mizbech, Eisen Tumura, and the Chiyal Mishum Pigal Nais of Itame, and Vladim Michal Ben Asalach HaPidyainan, Vashechtem B'Chutz Chayav, that the kachim is mech, you have a din that you can make tamura, but kachim b'edek habayis, there's no din of tamura, there's no iser of tamura, there's no chalois of tamura, there's pigle, there's nicer, there's tame, you don't have that but kachim b'edek habayis, and you have the din that the vlad and the chalav are aser after the pidyain. Like we just spoke, the psulim mikdashim there's an issa of the cholav. This mishnah is like mefurish that the cholav itself is aser, not just an issa to be cholav, which is what Taisa says anyway, but it doesn't really bring the mishnah. And the vlad, there's a discussion in the Gemara Mechayris that Rashi and Taisa bring down, that if it has a vlad after the pidyon, that's okay. It's only if it was nisabra before the pidyon, then, and it was nailed afterwards, so it doesn't really have a full kedusha that it could, like all of the mitzvahs pidyon, so the pidyon doesn't work on the vlad. That's really a sugya in Mechayris daf yadalad. And also, Shaykh the Mechutz Chayev, there's a din of shchute chutzpah karb kabanis mizbeach, you wouldn't have that by kachay bedek abayis. And then, ein neisnim umnam b'scharon, you don't give kachay mizbeach to workers in the schar, mashenkin kachay bedek abayis. Kachay bedek abayis you could give to the workers as their payment. And the Gemara says, ha kachay bedek abayis neisnim amra b'vod, amra krav asu li mishali. Rabbi Balta says, v'asu li mikdash, v'asu li means you can make it from me, from my thing. You could use kachim to pay the workers for the Beis HaMikdash. And Taisus asks the kasha, l'charetz pashi you could, because they're giving the money to be mechazik the bedek avayis. That's why they're giving the money. So if you wouldn't be able to pay the workers with the bedek avayis, what's the point of giving money to the bedek avayis? So Taisus says the Havman is like this. Of course, Bedek Abayis could buy things necessary for Bedek Abayis because the money is Kaddish, it's Hekdish, but it's a bar pidyon. So when you buy something, so the money goes off the mice and onto the thing. The marshal, if Bedek Abayis has to buy a stone or plaster or whatever else they would need, wood to building, so then they would have the money that belongs to Hekdish, this money has Kedusha. They would buy something with the money, so now the money goes out l'chul, and the kedusha is transferred onto the stone, or the wood, or the plaster. But to pay the wages of the workers, so then the kedusha is not being transferred onto anything. So you would think there's no eitzah, the bedek abayis is for the materials. But the workers, it's going to have to be some private donor that's going to pay workers from mayis chulin. And that, kamash malon, l'chaya, we learn out from this pasuk, Va'asu li mikdash, li mishali, that you are allowed to use mois hektish and somehow they'll lose their kedusha if it's being used to pay the hektish workers for their work, then there will be afka of their kedusha in order to pay the umnim for their work. That's the chayr of a state in the Gemara Lefitaisus. Now the Eilu Shleime is ma'ir, that it's interesting that Taisus wanted to know what the chiddush was, because it seems to actually be a machlokes tanam if the din is true. It's a mishnah in the fourth parak of Shkol, a mishnah vav, that it says, "Hamaknish lechas avayim and dvarim ruim lekarbanas atzibur neisnim umnim b'schar and divrei Rabbi Akiva." That someone's maknish is nechasim and it has things that are roi for a karbanas tzibur, you could give those things to the umnin when they work for the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei benaze eini hamida, can't do that. El mefrishim and schar umnim, you mafrish from them the schar of the umnim. Mechal neisal mois umnim v'neis neisal umnim b'scharin. You have to take the hektish and then be mechal the hektish on money and make it chulin and then you can give it to the umnim b'scharin. And the Yishalmi explains that benaze holds ein hektish meschal al malacha. You have to be meitzi lechulin first by being paid it. And then you can give it to the umnim. So it seems that this Gemara is actually a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai. And this Mishnah, Tainit Eilu Shleim, is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. But there's a Karen Oram in Masechtas Meila Daf Yudalad Amin Aleph that he says that the whole machloikis Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva is if you want to use a chayfetz, if you have a chayfetz that belongs to Hekdesh, and you want to give it to an uman, as a schar, Rabbi Kiva says you could, because he holds that hektish can be mischal on malacha, and Menazeh says you can't. You have to be paid it first. But to give money, tainit the karenari, zich allah to give him money. That everyone would agree to. Because that's what the money's for. The money is to spend the money on anything the bedek abayis needs. That's good for the kedusha of the money. That's tainit the karenari. So lefi zeh, it's not so schwer what the Eilu Shleim is asking. What is Taisa saying? What's the Chiddush when there's a Machlokes and Menazeh doesn't even hold that way? Because Menazeh is talking about a Chayfetz. and Taisus is discussing money, to give money, that Taisus could hold as a Sorab Shuta, that you should be able to do it. Now there's a shaila about the Shitas and Rambam in all of this. Because the Rambam in Perichas from Hilchas Mila says, Perichas Halacha Gimel, Ein Mechalan Sekdash Al Malacha El Al Amais. He seems to be saying like Ben Azai, that Hekdash is not Mischal Al Malacha, it's only on Mais. Kate said, Uman Sha'asa Malacha of Hekdash Memana. Let's say an Uman did Malacha of Hekdash and Hekdash owes him a mana. Ein Nesim Lai Behemis Hekdash, Talas Hekdash Mischare, Adshe Mechal Nais Al Amais. Acher Sha'asa Chulin, Nais Nais Lum Mischare. So the Rambam is saying, you can't give him something of Hekdash in his schar. You have to be mechalit. You have to be paid it. And then you can give it. So the question is that shtem with Agamara? Agamara is saying that you could give them kachibet kabayis v'schar. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Chori, you could answer that the Rambam paskas like Ben Azai. The Rambam actually in Pirish Mishnah Yishkolim says halacha ke Ben Azai. And this Mishnah, like the Eilu Shleim is saying, goes like Rabbi Kiva. It's actually a Mechalikis Tanon. Could you give Umnim something which belongs to Hekdash and then it'll become Chulin, like Hekdash ki Mischal al Malacha? Well, you can't do that, because ain't Hekdash Mischal al Malacha. You'd have to first be paid to the thing and then pay them. Our mission is going like Rabbi Kiva, and the Rambam passes like Ben Azai. The thing is, it's interesting, because then you'd have a Stam Mishnah here in Tamura like Rabbi Kiva. Why would the Rambam pass like Ben Azai? But the Marie Kirkus on the Rambam, his first teretz says a chilik, very similar to the Karen Iris chilik. That you could give them money, you just can't give them a chayfetz of hektish. You can give them money because that's what the point of the money is, to pay the workers. But a chayfetz of hektish, that you'd have to be paid to the chayfetz first. The only thing is, I think then there'd be a shtikal ashmat in the Rambam. Why didn't the Rambam say the din that this Mishnah is telling us that you're allowed to give them money in the schar? L'maisa, the Mishnah says it, it would be a chiddush. Why would the Rambam be mashmid that halacha? Now, the Marie Kirkus likes his teretz better, but he says another teretz, and the Kiryas Sefer holds of his second teretz, that the Rambam learned of Agamara is talking about after the pinyon. After you paid it, then you can give it. So Kumtais, if you learn Agamara that way, it's nothing to do with the Machlokes Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. Agamara is just saying that you could pay workers with money from Bedek Habayis, not that the money has actual Kedusha, you have to be paid it first. But the money belongs to Bedek Habayis, but not with money that belongs, that's Kedusha Saguf, that's Kedusha Mizbeach. The only problem is, if you learn this way, so what does the Gemara want from the Pasuk V'asul Li Mikdash? What's the Gemara learning out from the Pasuk? We're talking about after you paid it. So what's the Chiddush? They can give them money, which is not even Kadesh, which is not even Hekdesh, you were paid it already. So the Rambam says, you look here in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis says that you learn that from this Pasuk, that you need Dafka Kedushas Benek Abayis as opposed to Kedushas Mizbeach. The Rambam says, V'neilim schar mikachim Benek Abayis v'loy mikachim Mizbeach, Amr Achman v'asul li mikdash, Amr Chacham v'asul li ratzloy mishali mikachim Benek Abayis. The Rambam is mashmah that the Yisrael of the Pasuk is teaching you that it has to be Dafka Kachi Vedek Mais and not Kedushas Mizbeach. And the Taisus Yantav explains the Drasha because the only thing that's Milcha totally for Hashem is Kedushas Vedek Mais. Kedushas Mizbeach, Kanem also eat. So Kanem also have a Chelik in it. So Mimela, it's not Milcha totally for Hashem. I guess even an Eila Kanem have the Arha Eila. So Kedushas Mizbeach is not totally miyuchet for Hashem, so you can't build the Beis HaMikdash of Kedushas Mizbeach. You have to build the Beis HaMikdash of Kedushas Mizbeach, because for us, Li Mikdash has to be Mishali, something which is totally miyuchet for me, Kedushas Mizbeach, and not Kedushas Mizbeach. So Lefiza, that would stim with the pshat of the Kiryas Sefer and the second pshat of the Marie Kirkus, that Agamar is going about after pinyon, and what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you can only use kachshav bedek habayis, you can't use kedushas mizbeach. The only thing I don't understand fully is what's the havamanik use kedushas mizbeach? He's supposed to bring the kedushas mizbeach for a carbon. Even if it's kedushas damim, like let's say you'd have a behema balmum, or even if you're makdish mice to buy a carbon. But of course you can't pay a worker with these mice even after you paid it, because it doesn't belong to Bedek Habayis. I'm saying it's supposed to be brought as a carbon. So the money is supposed to be used when you paid it the money, whatever you got from what you paid it, is now a carbon. What's it sad that Kedushas Mizbeach could be used to be paying workers? I don't fully understand it. But that does state shine in the Rambam, and in the Rav, and in the Taisis Yamdiv, that the Pasuk Va'ashla Mikdash is teaching you that you have to use Kedushas Mizbeach, you can use Kedushas Mizbeach to pay. So the kids, so we have three pshatim in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mila Perches Halacha Gimel that we do not pay workers with things of hektish. We pay to them first and then pay them, because ain hektish mischal el alamayis loy alamalacha. And the makar to the Rambam is the sugya in the Mishnah in Shkalim and the Yerushalmi there, Benazai, that says that you can't give this, can't give the hektish to the workers, but Kiva says you could. Benazai says you can't. And the Yerushalmi says, ain hektish mischal alamalacha. Also the Tosefta Me'ila says the same thing. And the Shailas has a shim with our sugya. Our sugya says you could give kachya bet kabayis to the workers. So one pshat, I guess you could say, is that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, like the Eilat Shloime says, and the Rambam passes like Benazai, it's a machlokes. Another pshat, the Miri Kurikas' first pshat is, you could say, and the Karen Oira already also says it's chalik, that the machlokes Benazai Rabbi Akiva is by a chayfetz. There, Rabbi Kiva says you give the chevetz to the workers, and Menazi says you have to pay to the chevetz. But money, everyone would agree you could give money to the workers. And our sugi is talking about money, and the Rambam is talking about a chevetz. But then it's a bit shver. Why was the Rambam mashmid our Gemara? And they have the third pshat, the second pshat of the Marie Kurkis, and this is the pshat of the Kiryas Sefer, that the Rambam learned our Gemara is talking after you paid it. And what's the chiddush of the sugya? That even after you paid it, you have to use b'dafka kachim mizbeach. You can use kachim mizbeach. That's the drush of asuli mikdash hasu mishali. Mishali means kachim mizbeach. Why the Tais Yantav explains that's the only thing miyuchid to Hashem. It doesn't have any chalik to kahanim. But our sugya is talking after the pidyon. Hamel shims with the Rambam. And now one more inyan. The Mishnah also goes weiter and says stam mikdashis lebedek habayis. That's another chilah between Bedek Habayis, the other way, a chumrah that Bedek Habayis has, that stamek deshes are lebedek Habayis. And the Gemara says, and the Mishnah also says, it's chal ala koil, Bedek Habayis is chal on everything, and the Gemara says, man tana, and Abchiyah Barabbas says, Abyechan loikere b'shua, brings down a b'raisa, machlekes b'lezer b'shua. What if someone's makdish ulz neschasim, and he has animals, that's really got mizbech, schorim in a kevis, Rabbi Leza says it's a chorim you should sell at tzarcha elis, and a kevis you should sell at tzarcha shlamim, u'demeim yiplum shayin achasim lebedek habayis. In other words, according to Rabbi Leza, everything really is bedek habayis. That's how Rashi explains. Even the behemoth. But there's a halacha, there's a din, that hamathis mimim lebedek habayis, you have to make sure to bring it as a carbon. So the kedusha on the karbanis are kedushas bedek habayis, but there's a halacha that so therefore you pay to them. But when you pay to them, you pay to them in order to bring them as a carbon. So Bezdin, the Gizbar, sells the carbonis. Who does he sell to? Someone who is mafresh mois, let's say for an oila. So he sells the carbonis to be an oila. Usually someone's mafresh mois to be an oila. He buys the behemoth with it. So the kedusha gets transferred from the behemoth to the, from the mois to the behemoth. The behemoth becomes an oila. The mois go out l'chulin. So the seller could do whatever he wants with the money. Here, the seller is Bedek Habayis, so the money will go, together with all the rest of the Nechassim, to Bedek Habayis. That's where Rabbi Leza holds. Rabbi Shua holds no, that the carbon, the behemoth itself is an Ayla. Rashi explains that the Nekeles can't be a Shlomim, because since he was Makdish them, his Das was it should all be Hektish, and Shlomim is something that he could eat, so that wasn't his Das, so that would taka go to Hektish. Mashenke in the oila, which is not something which he eats. So Mela, he meant Kedusha Guf. He didn't mean Kedusha Bedek Habayis. And therefore, the Zecharim are all oilois. So Rashi and Taisus learn that the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua is like this. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if the Roy to be Kedusha Guf, and he was Makdish them Stam, especially if the Roy to be Kedusha Guf Ba'ifen, that nothing will go to the Bailim. In that case, so then, itak as kushas guf, itak as kushas carbon, it's an ayla. So you just bring it as an ayla, you don't sell it l'tzarech ayla, you just bring it as an ayla, it's his ayla. Mashenkin the nekeves, where you can't make them into an ayla, because an ayla can't be a nekeva, You also can't make into a shlamin because since he was makdashit, his das wasn't a hektash that he could eat from. So therefore, it becomes better kabayis, and you sell it with tzarche shlamin because of the din of matvitz tmimin, the better kabayis has to be a carbon. But there's a biskirav in the Sefer Chedushim and Rizal Evi al Rambam, it's in Hilchas Tumurim, that says that the Rambam had a whole different shot in the sugya. Because he brings down the Mishnah Lamelech's kash on the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Erechin, Perkei Alocha Zayin, that he says like this, Hamakdish is behemdei stam, Oishahikdish is nechasav stam. If let's say someone is makdish a behema, or is makdish nechasav, so royin kol behema tmima rui lekarv lagabim izbech, they have a behema which is roi to become a carbon, has a charim yimarchu letzarcha oilis or kivuois and oilis, vanakevis yimarchu letzarcha shlomim, kivuois and shlomim, vadom yiplu lebedek abayis, yistamak deshis lebedek abayis. The Rambam passes like Rebbe Eliezer, that you don't make the behema into a carbon, his kavana was bedek abayis, stamak deshis lebedek abayis. And that's the Stam Mishnah here. That's where the Rambam passes like Rebbe Eliezer. And the Rambam says, like the Gemara says, that even though it goes the better kabayis, but you still have to sell it letzarche oilis and bring it as an oila, then the kevis have to be sold letzarche shlomim and bring it as a shlomim, and the money goes to better kabayis. And the Rambam fears oisval, zen nemar vim behema she krivu mena korban lashem, kol hashiita vivenu lashem yi akadish. If you have a behema, which you could bring it as a korban to Hashem, whatever you give to Hashem should be kodesh. Kolaymer kolaroy likarav lagav mizbeach yikrif. If you could bring it on the mizbeach, you have to bring it on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah Melech says that Rambam is klar mashma that the din of matvat smim lebedek abayis in the yitzib name mizbeach la'olam is a din deraisa. He brings a pasuk for it. He teaches the pasuk. Kol hashiyitiv menu Hashem yia kodesh. It's exeris akasev that when you have something which is roy fikdush aguf, and you give it to Hashem, meaning give it to Bedek Abayis, you still have to bring it as a carbon, you have to sell the Tzarcha Eila, and the money will go, the value will go to Bedek Abayis, but the behemoth itself has to end up as a carbon. So the Mishnah Melech asks, is the Gemara Menachas Daf Kuf Aleph, which is Muchach Lehedi, he says, that it's Derabanan, and he brings a Taisis in Zvachim, Daf Nuntes, that says it's Derabanan, and brings this Raya. And the Rambam is Mashma, it's a Dindai Raisa. That's the Mishnah Melech's kasha. Okay, now itself maybe wouldn't be so shreit. Maybe the Rambam had a different shad or a different gears in the Gemara. Maybe the Rambam holds a din of mafis tamim and lebedek abayis and yitzim mizbech is a din deraisa. But the Brisker Rav says the Rambam earlier brought the din. The Rambam says a makdish behema tayr tamim and lebedek abayis. Avo pisha over al asay masha asa asi v'chala kedusha lei v'niftes kshit tamima. Someone's makdish behema tmima, he did an isser, you're not allowed to be makdish behema tmima lebedek abayis, but it's chal. Umarech oisa koyim edamel, v'adom yibu lebedek abayis. And then the Rambam says, v'ena poida oisa poida ala mas lakriv lemizbech, lemashiruish akol dovroi lemizbech, eni yitzim ne mizbech lo'olam. So when he specifically said that it should be lebedek abayis, the Rambam originally brings that in, it's two halachas before, and he says that this is what you have to do. It goes to the Bedek Abayis. You're not allowed to do it, but you did it. It works. It goes to the Bedek Abayis. And you should know that you can't just be paid it and use the behemoth for you want. Forget it. You have to be paid it as a carbon. Hamafis min the Bedek Abayis, niyesin deim zvech loyla. And there the Ram didn't bring down any pasuk. Now the Ram says another din. When you makdish behemoth stam, or you makdish nechasev stam, and there happens to be a behemoth that's ready to be a carbon, so then it goes to Bedek Abayis, but you have to yimarch letzarech ha'ela, and then the Rambam brings the pasuk. Why didn't the Rambam bring that earlier? In the Ikad Din of Matvis Tamim and Bedek Abayis, where he said it was the Bedek Abayis, then the Rambam should bring the pasuk. And then the Rambam should afterwards say this halacha, that when you makdish stam, you mean Bedek Abayis. So of course the halacha will be the same as when you makdish the Bedek Abayis. Why did the Rambam wait to bring the pasuk of the halacha of makdish stam? Zok de brisker ava gavaldige chiddush. The Rambam is maskim that the din of matvis smim lebedek abayis and yetsim de mizbeach la'olam. The Rambam is maskim it's a din derabana. And that's why when he first brought it, he didn't bring a pasuk, because it's a din derabana. But when you makdish stam, that's a new thing. That's a new halacha. Then hektish stam has both dinim, midairaisa. It's both bedek abayis and it's also kedushas aguf. That is the din. Kol ha'shiyidin menel Hashem yakaydish means that it's both dinim. It has a din of bedek abayis. That's why you have to be paid it. You have to sell it. But it also has a din of kedushas aguf. And that's why you have to bring it as an oila. And he says another diuk. Because the Rambam earlier says, Eina payda payda isa elam nasla kriva l'mizbech. That's what the Rambam says. You have to bring it as a carbon. Here the Rambam says a zachar you have to bring as an oila, and in a cave you have to bring as a shlamim. Why? Why don't you bring a zachar as an oila? You can bring a zachar as a, why can't you bring the zachar as a shlamim? Let him again say, they have to be like kriva l'mizbech. I understand why you can't bring the cave as an oila. But why can't you bring the zachar as a shlamim? The Rambam before didn't mention that the zachar has to be an oila. How come here the zachar has to be an oila? Zakhtar b'skirav, because it's a different din. Before you said clearly it's your better kabayis, so there's no kedushas carbon on it b'chlal. There's a din there abundant, and it has to be a carbon. It could be any carbon you want. It could be an oila or a shlamim if it's a zachar. But here, it's chal on the behemah kedushas guf as well as kedushas better kabayis. So something's chal. It's chal, and if it's a zachar, what's chal is a kedushas oila. If it's in a cave, what's chal is kedushas shlamim. You can't make it something else. So, Kum Deis is a big chilek, Rashi and Taisus with the Rambam. Rashi and Taisus hold that when you makdish tam, it's the same thing as being makdish lebedek avais. It doesn't have kedushas aguf. All it has is kedushas bedek avais. There's grana halacha, which the Gemara Menachos is mavur, is a din derabbanan, that you have to use it as a carbon. So that's what you do. You pay to the kedushas bedek avais, and you do it letzarech ha'ela so that the behem will be used as a carbon. But according to the Rambam, if you say lahed it should be for better kabayis, so that's takan halacha, it's completely better kabayis, you have to pay it, and granted it's a new din that you have to bring it as a carbon. But if you makdish stam, enechinam it's the better kabayis, but it also has kedusha guf, it has things kedusha guf also. It has a din kedusha's oil if it's a zacher, it has kedusha shlam if it's a shlamim. And that's a deraisa dikadin. So mainly you have to get both kedushas. The way to get both kedushas is, you machal tzarecha oila to take care of the kedusha bedek avayis, and you have to bring it as an oila, and that takes care of its own kedushas aguf. And with this shtickle, the Brisk Rav also is masbid the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel, lefi the Rambam, that the question is the oyer. When you have the oila, what do you do with the ar ha'oila in this case? He's learning up. In Rashi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the ar ha'oila, it does not have a din of kedushas bedek avayis. According to Rishu, he holds it does. Because if Yeshua holds that you meant that the carbon should be a kedushas aguf, it's a kedushas carbon. So what about the R? The R is going to be for the kahanim. No, but you meant that the R should have kedushas bedek avayis. That's what's moving the Gemara of the end zvachim. Rashi holds it's only according to Yeshua. And the Brisk Rav is masber. Because according to Yeshua, you will makdish it as a carbon. So mainly you will makdish the behemah as a carbon. But the R, you will makdish for kedushas bedek avayis. But according to Abelez, you actually makdish the whole thing for Kedusha's Bedek Avayis. So you really have to pay the whole thing. Once you pay the whole thing, so the whole thing's not Kedusha's Bedek Avayis. Now, Yimachul Etzarech Eilis, now you start bringing it as an Eilah. So the Ara Eilah shouldn't go to Bedek Avayis. The whole thing went to Bedek Avayis, and then you applied it. So now you bring it Stam as an Eilah. There's no Makkim to make that the Ara should go to Bedek Avayis. But according to Yeshua, where you makdish a Kedusha Guf, you makdish it as a carbon. So then, the actual behemah is kedushas aguf for carbon, but the R is taka for bedek avayis. But the Rambam is mavur, even though he held the Rabbi Eliezer, that the whole behemah goes to bedek avayis, he still says even afterwards, the R has to go to bedek avayis. What will be the pshat in that? The whole thing is bedek avayis. So the Teretz is, the Rambam shitasa, the Rambam holds, it's not the pshat that it's only bedek avayis, and now you paid it, and you just have a dinder abundant to bring it as a carbon, then it wouldn't be shak to say the R goes to bedek avayis. The R is brought as a regular R ha'ila. And the Rambam holds, no. You will makdish it as an ha'ila. You bring it as his hektish of the ha'ila. So ein achinami, it's both. It's an ha'ila and bedek avayis at the same time. So even though you pay to the behema and the ha'ila is brought as an oila, but the R still has its own din kedushas bedek avayis. Because according to the Rambam, it's a simultaneous kedushas bedek avayis with kedushas aguf. So just like according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara there is mavur, that since it's kedushas aguf, but you will makdish the R also for bedek avayis, According to Reb Lezer, also the kedusha guf is only on the guf of carbon. The aris still remains kedusha b'derek habayis. That's how the Biskarov learns up the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Klaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.